This is PFW in progress.
Gentlemen, you are the top 1%.
The elite. Best of the best. We'll make it better.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to our commanding officer at Top Gun. The very first man to win the Top Gun trophy. You will not find a finer fighter pilot anywhere in the world.
Paul Perillo.
I will fire when I am good and ready. You got that?
And Andy. And Andy?
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Andy Hart.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. I am dangerous.
Eric Scalavino.
I want somebody's butt. I want it now. I got it.
For now, anyway.
Heck, twice. I want some butt.
PFW in progress. Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
All right, I got the signal from Dan Tugender. That means it's time for another PFW in progress show. Paul and Andy are here. Is Eric in today? He's in, but he's not coming down. It's like a year-long boycott with this guy. Anyway, we're here to talk
about...
What?
He's coming out, though.
He's coming? He's coming out. Anyway, we're here to talk about the Patriots.
Is that a new record?
Of course.
Is that a new record? 33 seconds before the first gay joke on Eric?
I think we've probably opened with gay jokes.
I don't like those jokes. I don't think they're proper.
Then why did you just make one?
I didn't make it. He made it. I just asked if he's coming down.
And then you said, is he coming out?
He said that.
Oh, but you said it.
Because I was trying to hear what he said.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's a new record, too. A minute three.
Right. All right. Big news. Yesterday's news. But it's still big news. Wes Welker and Steven Guskowski get named to the Pro Bowl. Congratulations to them. I think well worthy of. I think Welker should be a starter. But that's
a nice little player.
He should be a starter, I think. But there's a lot of good receivers, so that's okay. But I do think
he should be happy he's there.
I do think that six from the Jets is just ridiculous.
Seven
from the Jets is even more ridiculous.
Now, why is that? Just because you hate the Jets?
Because I hate the Jets.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. And I think Wilfork should have made it.
I think there are a lot of guys Mankins. That were on the cusp.
And or Mankins.
I think Castle would be in that group.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of guys that are kind of on the cusp.
I certainly think Castle before Favre.
Well, Favre didn't belong anywhere near it.
Yeah.
If you want to make fun of the Jets having seven, that's the one you got to focus on. I don't even know who all the others are, but 17 interceptions leading the league. He's not having a Pro Bowl year. And it's not like the quarterbacks are all down. I think you have to get to about seven before you would even entertain Brett Favre. I think that's ridiculous, Brett Favre in the Pro Bowl. It just shows you what a popularity contest
is. Now, was he leading in the fan voting? I don't think so, right?
I want to watch Brett Favre.
I think he won because of the coaches and players.
I would assume Peyton Manning was leading the fan voting, but I don't know what that was.
But, I mean, of the quarterbacks, was he even in the top five?
I don't recall.
Yeah. Anyway, but good for Welker, good for Guskowski. I think we all figured Guskowski would make it based on the year he's had. Good to see him get recognized for it.
Oh, by the way, Paul, you owe me lunch because we bet on Welker, according to Gary Gerdecki. Called me last night, my post-colonoscopy. We had a bet, and I said Wes Welker would make the Pro Bowl.
Okay. Why don't you enjoy some pizza? Have as much as you want.
That's nice of you, Paul.
And I think you have to buy it for the whole show.
Oh, so the fact that I did that last week had nothing to do with anything?
This is not retroactive. The kindness of your heart, that doesn't count.
Right. Okay.
I'd be happy to pay up on that bet.
Well, loose change gets to the Pro Bowl. That's good.
Because contrary to what Fred tries to do every show, I like Wes Welker a lot, and I think he deserves to be there. So I'd be happy to pay up on that bet. I'll buy the office lunch next week.
Five Guys, maybe?
Not the office. Us. The show.
I was going to say, you say the office. And
right.
KSP
Dudek will come back.
Running.
And Dudek will come back and hit me up
those
like a filet mignon.
Those make Dudek look like he never took food.
That would be inaccurate. At least I like the craft people that come down and eat, for the most part. I didn't like Dudek.
For the most part.
Paul didn't talk to Dudek his last year, so, that's saying something right there. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address, webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482. Guys, what other news do we have? There was open locker room. There was Bill Belichick's press conference today. What do you got for us? Anything? Nothing?
Not a tremendous amount.
No?
Bill was obviously in Arizona mode today, so it was hard to really get much specific about anything other than the Cardinals, but couple of, I thought, noteworthy comments. Asked about Gerard Mayo. Gave a pretty good glowing praise of Mayo. Talked specifically about his maturity and his professionalism. And I think he went so far as to say as a rookie, I don't remember being around a rookie that was more professional than he has been.
Mayo!
And the jumping point for that, Fred, was talking about with Brusky out, Vrabel missed a play here or there. Mayo actually took over the huddle and called the signals and stuff like that. And Bill had talked about how even going all the way back to training camp, Mayo had done a little of that. Remember when Vrabel started camp on PUP? So, Bill, I thought that was high praise from Bill to talk about a rookie like that.
He also had high praise for Jonathan Wilhite. Said because of, what's his name, Muschamp?
Will Muschamp.
Was his coach. He's now at Texas. You've probably seen him. He's going to be the next head coach at Texas when they ever make that move. But he coached him at Auburn, and he said fundamentally wise, he was ahead of most players at that position. He was very impressed with his fundamentals, and that's kind of been a leaping off point for what he's been able to do this season, and praised what he's been able to do. He actually said there were a couple different times when it looked like he was going to take on a bigger role and do some more, and because of circumstances, one time, if you remember, I think it was flu-like, but he got sick, went on the injury report with flu-like. Another time he missed some time with a family issue, a non-injury related on the injury report. He said those sort of circumstantially kind of kept that from happening. And now he's obviously taking advantage of the opportunities, had an interception last week, has started the last couple.
Yep.
And I think he's one of those guys coming down the stretch here, whether they make the playoffs or not, whatever they do, you start to project forward and say he's in the running to start next year.
Right.
Terrence Wheatley, when he's back healthy, they'll be competing.
Yep.
Maybe a couple rays of hope on the defense that has otherwise been, you know, hopeless.
The thing I like about the Wilhite emergence here down the stretch is, and Bill talked about this as well, he was almost exclusively a slot guy earlier in the season, and now he's played outside as the starter outside in place of Delta O'Neal. So I think that's very encouraging that he's not stereotyped into just one of those things. He has a skill set that Bill obviously feels comfortable enough to use him in either way. And I agree with Andy. I think with him and Wilhite, I think that's two guys – I'm sorry, him and Wheatley, two guys that you can think about for 09 as being solid contributors in your secondary. I think that's a very encouraging sign. Oh, and by the way, another swing and miss by a former draft expert.
What's that?
Wilhite. When we drafted Wilhite, we thought it was the end of the world.
Yeah. Did Bill mention anything about the Pro Bowl picks?
He congratulated them and then said, we'll move on from there or whatever.
And he did mention that, you know, like is the case every year, I think we had several other guys that warranted consideration, but circumstances didn't, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, we didn't make it. That was all.
No swipes or anything like
no,
that?
Nothing, no, nothing even subtle.
Okay. I thought he might take a swipe based on some of these picks.
But like what? I mean, I you have to forgive me here because I didn't see the teams. I don't even know who made it. I just know who made it for the Patriots. So what, like, who are we, like, what was it controversial picks? Well, Brett Favre. We talked about.
He yells, Brett Favre.
But I want to know if he said anything.
But, I mean, like, you know, Phillip Rivers. I mean, if you're
based
Phillip
on
Rivers
the numbers,
right now,
he got a, you know, he's playing well. He is.
I've always wanted to be a
He's
Packer.
Not a Pro Bowler.
It's not translating to wins and losses, but he's playing well.
But no, but he didn't go.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So Castle wouldn't necessarily even be next in line.
Well, yeah, I mean, Cutler is going.
I mean, right? I'll tell you, Chad Pennington is a guy who doesn't have great numbers, but if you want to talk about wins and losses and whatnot, took over a 1-15 team that didn't make a lot of significant personnel upgrades, by the way. He's one of the few and one of the most significant personnel upgrades they made. He's throwing the ball to nobody. Devon Bess, right? I mean, who else do they got? I mean, Ronnie Brown has come back after missing the last half of last year. He's had an okay year.
He made it,
which I was a little surprised at. I thought Chad Pennington deserved a little consideration, and I know that, and I saw one of the emailers, I think, mention that, and I think he's right on.
Well, I think it's an odd year because there aren't any
true teams Tennessee was, but not right now, you know, that's front, you know, above and beyond all the others. So
right.
It's kind of, you know, you kind of gauge how the team is doing when you think of who on that team should go to the Pro Bowl. And it's a little odd it's this year. I think it's –
I mean,
wouldn't just, you think it's just a little bit the tone of the season is a little bit different this year than – and I know for us
a lot
it
of
is
mediocre
because,
teams. It's
you know, parody. Obviously for us, Brady's not playing. So right there, that kind of changes things for us. But I think overall in the league,
Colts had a down year. The Cowboys have had a down year. Generally, those star-studded teams get there.
It's a little bit different.
Eight,
let me
nine,
just,
10,
let me
13
just rattle
players.
Off some numbers here for Phillip Rivers, too. His rank. These are his NFL passer ranks. He's one in rating, one in touchdowns, one in touchdown percentage, two in average gain, fifth in yards. And before you say, well, they lose every game, so he's throwing it all, he's only 12th in attempts. So he's near the middle of the pack in attempts, so he's not throwing the ball. And they have had absolutely no running game to speak of because LT has been completely bottled up all year. So it's been a team with no defense, no running game, and they're 6-8. Now, that's not a great record, but, right. I mean, without Phillip Rivers, right. you wonder where they'd be.
All those yards came in one game against the Patriots.
Okay.
All right. So, as usual, there's always some controversy around the Pro Bowl.
And I think Brett Favre is the biggest one. I think that's a disgrace.
Yeah, it is. So, would he now be the only person to make a Pro Bowl from both conferences? Is that the first time?
I doubt it.
No? Can't imagine that that's the case.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
I don't know that for sure, but
just
I can't.
A fun fact.
I can't imagine that that would be the case.
I can't either.
Okay. Webradio at Patriots.com
Strippers
is the email
is
address.
Send it in. Favre becomes first ever to make.
Webradio at Patriots.com, 508-543-7482.
Joe Montana go to the Pro Bowl as a Kansas City guy?
I don't know.
May have.
He may have.
It's funny. The first three rated passes in the AFC didn't go to the Pro Bowl. Rivers, Pennington, and Schaub.
I'm okay with that. The meaningless stat that is passer rating.
Well, what stat do you like?
I don't particularly like it.
Because Rivers is pretty much one in all of them.
Right. But my point is, I think rating is stupid, so no, I have no problem if people disregard that when voting for the best quarterback.
I agree with you about the rating in particular. I'm just, I mean, he doesn't have, he's not really strong on all the passer rating numbers. He gets the ball down the field.
Who are we talking about?
Rivers.
Oh.
Schaub, I would say, is a guy who played part-time and, you know, 92.7 rating is probably a product of...
Double gender.
Not that much.
Can you print out the Pro Bowl selections when you get a chance for both conferences? Thank you.
Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you. What else?
But
what else do we have?
I can't have the guy who led the league in interceptions as one of the best three quarterbacks. I just can't do that.
Not unless he had ridiculous. I mean, if he had 50 touchdowns and 17
right.
interceptions.
Now
okay.
you're talking.
Well, yeah.
How's the locker room in there?
A lot of interest in Gostkowski, Welker, Vrabel. Mankins. Everybody wants to know if Mankins got snubbed. Not a lot of other interest. Lamont Jordan went back to sleeping, and
yeah, Andy
I wanted to talk
Lamont
to him.
Jordan.
I was this close to snapping at him, Fred. You go up. You got a minute, Lamont? No, not today. I was this close to saying, oh, we have to wait for another 49-yard touchdown before you talk again?
Right, right.
And he lays down and goes to sleep. I dislike him, and I think everybody agrees with me.
Really? Okay.
In uniform, I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't think anybody likes him.
No one ever talks to him.
I'll
say that.
I wouldn't either. One and done.
Now maybe they don't want to interrupt his nap.
He's out, Lamont. Thanks for contributing nothing to the season.
Interesting. So you haven't figured out that thing to say to him that gets him to talk. Like Moss, you talk about NASCAR, he'll talk with
right.
you.
No.
No?
Sleep, maybe. Maybe I should try to bring up the topic of sleep.
You say that about Moss all the time. Moss will not talk to anybody about anything
Not even
in
if
general.
You want to talk about his NASCAR?
But... If you, what good does that do you?
Well,
if you want to ask
in the
him,
door.
No, he closes the door. That's my point. I mean, he might talk about NASCAR specifically, but he's not going to talk about how NASCAR gets you open against the double team. He won't go in that direction.
All right, we're going to talk about the Cardinals, but I still want to talk about this Pro Bowl thing.
What exactly is this Pro Bowl thing?
I have the rosters in front of me.
Because unlike the team and the coaches, I think Fred might have a bug up his ass about this.
So let's start with the AFC. Peyton Manning, I don't think there's any question he should be the starter. I mean, yeah, a lot of it's based on you know,
reputation.
Reputation, but he's still Peyton Manning.
X block slam.
The reserves, indeed is.
The reserves are Brett Favre and Jay Cutler. Now, I think Philip Rivers goes in front of both of them. I really do.
I would agree.
You know,
but people didn't agree with you.
And I think that Matt Cassel goes in front of Brett Favre, not necessarily Jay Cutler, but definitely Brett Favre.
Sure.
You know, so running back Thomas Jones, hard to argue in the AFC. You know,
certainly not going to argue a Patriot.
And Chris Johnson and Ronnie Brown. Now, you said you were a little surprised at Ronnie Brown, Paul. Paul says a little surprised with Ronnie Brown.
Fred just is repeating everything
he said a second ago.
Fred's actually repeating everything he said a second ago.
Fullback LaRon McClain from Baltimore.
A lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, that's a nothing position anyway.
Right.
That's one of those where you go, who's having a good year? Hey, that McClain guy's got a lot of touchdowns.
It's actually more like, who's the only fullback who plays?
Now, I can't really argue with the wide receiver. Andre Johnson's probably having the best year of his career in the wide receiver.
He is great.
Yeah,
so
he's
the running backs were Jones, Johnson, and Ronnie Brown.
Yeah.
Ronnie Brown he's averaging 4.2 yards a carry, 827 yards, 10 touchdowns. The touchdown number is high.
But he's done some other things.
He has done a lot of other things. Yeah. There are a number of backs with as good or better numbers than he has. But, it's a weak crop in the
AFC. It really
is. The NFC, there's like three or four guys that belong there and couldn't get there.
Brandon Marshall is the other starter and wide receiver.
Yeah, you can't really have much argument with
those. Pretty good player
two.
Now,
for reserves, they have Reggie Wayne and Wes Welker. Of course, Welker goes. What about Wayne?
Oh, Wayne's averaging almost 14 yards a catch, 74 catches for 1,022 yards. That's a pretty solid year.
And I
wouldn't have put him over Welker. Welker, I think, deserves to go.
Tight end Tony Gonzalez is a starter.
Yeah,
sure.
That's a no-brainer.
Antonio Gates is the reserve.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at that.
Gates hasn't
had a great year. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the list of receptions here, and I don't even get to him. Let's see. Yeah, he's 22nd in receptions in the AFC, and there are 1, 2, 3 tight ends ahead of him: Gonzalez, Clark, and Owen Daniels. From Houston. Now, Dallas Clark, who Andy and I have both been somewhat critical of over the years.
He should go.
I'm sorry. He averaged 11 yards a catch, 5 touchdowns, 63 catches, 684 yards. That's a pretty good.
If he caught all the balls thrown his way, he'd have 85 catches, 12 touchdowns.
He should go over Gates. I'll give Clark that.
Gates went on reputation.
Absolutely.
You certainly can't blame the quarterback.
Any consideration for Steven Spock?
He's in the NFC and no.
No, okay.
He starts for the Cardinals, you know.
Does he really? He starts?
Yes. I thought you knew that. I didn't really know why you were bringing it up.
He used to be on the Patriots.
So you had no idea he was going to be playing.
I think he thinks he was still on the Patriots as he's licking his fingers.
No, I knew he wasn't on the team anymore, but I'm just...
You thought he was out of football?
I was just joking. I thought he was...
I mean, he's a starting tight end in the league, so he's basically equal to Ben Watson.
tackles are Joe Thomas and Jason Peters.
I know everybody loves Peters, and I just saw Thomas struggle the other night, but I don't know what kind of year he's had in general. He might be one of those guys that goes the next 8 years regardless of the specific year play.
Michael Roos from Tennessee.
One of those where
they're
going to
get
a couple. They have two guys rushing for like 20 touchdowns and 2,000 yards. They're going to get and two-gender hand spread
napkins so I don't have to lick my fingers anymore.
I was getting grossed out.
You getting him an oxygen mask so he can start
breathing?
Oh, by
the way, I had some alcohol wipes upstairs, and I brought them in for the specific purpose of cleaning my microphone. I'm glad it's good.
You cleaned it?
I cleaned it.
Did you clean mine?
No.
Why?
It's still in the garbage. There's probably some alcohol left on it.
Okay, next position.
No, because people use this and it stinks.
Yeah,
wouldn't
know.
Taking an alcohol wipe out of the trash somewhat defeat the purpose?
No, alcohol kills everything.
Oh. Okay.
Including
that,
Paul's
Andy.
Liver.
Why don't you try that, Andy?
Speaking of liver, Cormac's coming in from Ireland.
Yes.
Today, so.
And he's going to deliver some gifts. That's
right.
What I hear. I'm very excited. Where is he? When's he coming? Two gender. What's the deal?
He said he was supposed to be here at 12.
And what's dessert he's bringing?
Does he have your cell phone, or how's he getting in touch? He's going to call you? Okay.
But does your cell phone work here in the bowels of Gillette Stadium?
Tackle, Joe Thomas, Jason Peters, Michael Ruse. Guard, Alan Faneca. Don't like that. And Chris Dielman from San Diego.
I get no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not going to talk intelligently about
that. Yeah, the reserves are Brian Waters from Kansas City. I think let's throw Kansas City a bone. Center, Kevin Maway. Don't like that one either.
And who predicted that the Titans would have at least two offensive linemen on the Pro Bowl
right,
team.
You did.
I don't know.
And Nick Mangold from the Jets.
I don't like that one. I could tell by
like
Fred's
it.
Face.
Don't like it.
I'm going to tell you from now on which ones Fred doesn't have a problem with and which ones he does.
I will, too. I won't even look at the players. I'll just look at the NYJ.
Well, there's other reasons. Kevin Mawai doesn't play for the NYJ.
He used to.
Right.
He's a dirty player. Defensive end, Mario Williams, Dwight Freeney. Has Freeney had that?
I got a problem with Freeney then.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do Fred.
Okay. Robert Mathis is the reserve.
I'm really, really have a problem with that one.
Yeah, okay.
They both go, huh?
Defensive tackle, Haynesworth and Chris Jenkins.
Chris Jenkins, did he really have that good a year?
Did he?
I don't know, when he owned Dan Copen.
And Sean Rogers from Cleveland. Outside linebacker, James Harrison and Joey Porter.
Now, really, Joey Porter? I mean, come on. What do you, I mean, this is Pro Bowl. This isn't the almost kind of good bowl. It's the Pro Bowl.
No, be serious, Paul.
Well, I'm trying to be you.
No, that's not how I am. I think Porter, believe it or not, should probably.
No, I do believe it. What does he have? 17 sacks.
thanks for that admission.
Well,
what do you
like
now
him.
Have to break the all-time sack record to get in the Pro Bowl?
I don't like him, but he should go.
Just because you don't like him, does not count.
Terrell Suggs.
What is he? Has he had a good year?
He's a reserve.
I think he's.
Harrison is a lock, and Porter's a lock.
What about Ray Lewis, inside linebacker?
He's had a very good year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
James Farrier as the backup.
Sure.
Pittsburgh.
The two best defenses.
Yep.
They're 3-4s, linebacker-driven kind of thing. Boom. Got no problem with it.
Oshmoe, or whatever his name is, from Oakland.
Oshua.
He and Cortland Finnegan from Tennessee go as the corners.
Cortland Finnegan's gotten a lot of praise this year. I'm not going to pretend I've watched him, but a lot of people talked about early in the year that beyond Champ Bailey, he was the best corner in football for like the first 8 weeks.
And everybody says that you can throw on the Titans.
Have a visitor.
Okay, we're going to get to him in a second. Darrell Revis from the Jets goes as the reserve.
Good young corner. I'm a little surprised this quickly, but.
Revis. Yeah, he's very good.
Ed Reed is the free safety. Okay.
Okay.
And Polamalu is a strong. I'll give him that.
You should. He leads the NFL in interceptions.
Chris Hope goes as the reserve. And Shane Leckler from Oakland goes as the punter.
How come every time you read a name, I get the feeling it's the first time you've ever seen that name?
Steven Goskowski. I'm only kidding. He goes Leon Washington. Can't argue with that. He's pretty good. And I am Badejo.
It really is like.
I am Spartacus.
How come they always get the special teamer?
Who?
We used
Isn't
to.
Isn't he a Raven?
Yeah, he is.
I feel like every year they get the special teamer.
We had Izzo for years.
Started with Adalys Thomas. We had a couple with Izzo, not for years. I believe twice he's made it as a Patriot.
Yeah, and plenty before that. So he's,
as a Dolphin.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago. I feel like, look it up. Strippers, look it up. In the last 6 to 8 years, I want to know how many times the Ravens have gotten the best. How come it's never the Bills? They're the best special teams in football. How come they never have the.
Five of the top six sack leaders in the AFC were Pro Bowlers. Porter, Harrison, Mathis. Woodley did not make it, right?
No.
But cool. Mario Williams, Freeney. Actually, seven, because Haynesworth is next.
Yeah, so where's Suggs?
Seven of the Suggs? Tied for ninth, 7.5.
I didn't think he was having a great year.
I really have a problem with Andre Garrard from Dallas going as the center for the NFC.
Okay. I figured you would.
I think that's a reach. All right, we're going to take
Thank
a break.
Thank God, I thought you were going to go down the whole NFC,
When we
too.
Come back, we're going to meet Cormac.
Butcher those names.
Who's in from Ireland.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
So all right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything. Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go Pats!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
The New England Revolution have the perfect shopping plan to avoid crowded malls and long lines during this hectic holiday season.
Oh, what a save, Reese, again!
This year, get everyone on your list the Revolution Holiday Pack. With the Revolution Holiday Pack, you'll skip the lines and they'll get tickets to four soccer matches of their choice. And they'll get to pick their seats before tickets go on sale to the general public. Plus, they'll receive a limited edition, full-color 2009 Revolution wall calendar featuring their favorite players. We know managing the holiday budget is more important than ever, and that's why the Revolution Holiday Packs start at just $76. We even offer flexible payment plans. You can pay $25 now and the rest in 09. Get your holiday shopping done quickly and easy by ordering the New England Revolution Holiday Pack. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to RevolutionSoccer.net and give the gift of Revolution Soccer. Pride.
Knockdown, it's loose.
Passion.
And it's in.
Revolution.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it. Eric's had a tough time opening up on PFW in Progress. They begged and pleaded and still nothing. Come on, Eric.
No, not in the last 2 days, no. I was not talking about that. I don't care. No, I'm not talking to you about this.
We're wondering if it's just on the radio or if it's the same deal upstairs. We've placed our hidden microphones in Eric's cube to get the scoop. Let's listen in.
Hey, Eric, I'm going to grab lunch. You want anything?
Sorry, no, I'm not talking about it.
Hey, Eric, do you know what Belichick's press conference is?
Don't worry about that. We're not going into that territory.
Hey, Eric, my internet seems to be down. Is yours working?
There's a moratorium on that issue.
Hey, did you watch the Idol final? I can't believe David Cook won.
No.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm not doing it with you, no.
Hey, Eric, did you do the blitz today?
I said too much. That part I'm not going to talk about.
Eric, $4.09 a gallon. Can you believe these gas prices?
Enough, both of you. Enough.
Hey, Eric, make sure you tell your friends to check out the new edition of Patriots Today.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, my God, Eric, he's choking. Do the Heimlich maneuver.
No, not at all.
Thank you for calling Gillette Stadium. How may I direct your call? All right, Eric, take it easy. Have a good night.
No, I'd have to say no.
Whoa, well, all right, Eric. We'll see what happens on the next show.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Why do we have to go on the air and make a big deal about it?
All right, Alex says I should turn my mic off when we go to the commercial.
Andy, no.
Could people hear me when we went to the
for a brief second.
Why?
Because we have a terrible producer.
No, I didn't.
No gifts for you.
All right, well, as promised, Cormac is here. Cormac, say hello.
Greetings, all.
And thank you for coming. You've come with more presents than Santa himself. So it's unbelievable. You have a whole bag of stuff all wrapped in everything.
Even so, sobered up for the trip, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, why don't you just beat him up right now?
Am I the first Irish to come over here?
I want to watch that.
We've had from England and Spain as far as Europe goes. Do we have Australia?
No.
But, and Wales.
And Wales. So,
Fred just refuses to acknowledge that exists.
So Cormac, I'm like China, you know, no Tibet. I'm taking over Wales.
Okay.
So you got here last night?
I did indeed, yeah.
You flew in from Ireland right into Logan, and you're staying down the street in Mansfield, basically. You haven't had a chance to check out Patriot Place or the Hall
or anything
like that, but you're going to do that after the show.
Yeah, exactly.
And how long are you here for?
About a week.
About a week. What are your plans? You're going to go to the game on Sunday? I'm
going to go to the game on Sunday with my dad. Yeah, that should be excellent. And I'm visiting relatives, so my grandparents are here. So
Right. Now, they were deported.
Tell your grandmother Fred said hello.
Despite your efforts, Fred, to get them deported.
Right.
Even though they were born here.
No, they're actually from the United States.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, I've been coming over here to Foxborough since I was four or five. So.
Oh, okay. Cool. So this isn't your first Patriots game?
No. I saw a couple I saw a game against the 49ers several years ago. I can't even remember. I remember I think we won another kick. Was it a field goal like a couple of minutes ago?
Scott Zolak game.
Could have been.
Oh, back in the old stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one we had the big Z on the cover of PFW. Yeah.
But I missed
called
the game.
To find out if the paper was ripped.
I was going to go to the Dolphins game last year, but they changed the time, and my flight was down that evening, so I wasn't able to go. So
okay.
Annoying, yeah.
So how long have you been a Patriots fan? Ever since... You know, you were a kid?
Ingrained in me, so, because living in, you know, coming to stay in Foxborough and everything, yeah.
So, yeah, so you're sort of like, what do you call it when you're not actually from there, but you're considered from there? What do they call that? No, everyone doesn't know that.
Like
an honorary Foxborough resident. That's what I should say, an honorary Foxborough resident.
Yeah, I just about remember that that game against the Bears in 85. I was about seven then, so.
Okay.
And then, obviously, we weren't too good for several years, and I remember as a Niners supporter then for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
because they were good.
I like that.
And now I'm back with the Patriots again.
Because they're good again. We'll just bounce around a little bit here.
So when did you start listening to this show?
About a year ago, just after the game that should not be mentioned.
So what took you so long?
I never discovered it. I was listening to a much inferior one. Broadcast from somewhere in Boston where the show was about like 20 minutes, and then I saw this one. I was like, God, there must be something wrong. There's a 2-hour show there. It can't be a podcast for 2 hours.
Right.
But yeah, it was great.
Shouldn't be, but it is.
Now, why do you think it seems like we have a lot of fans in Ireland and England?
Yeah.
Do you think it's just because the proximity, you know, we're kind of the closest one? Well, why do you think that a lot of, you know, or is it the success we've had lately? Or is there something else? Tell me why you think we have so many fans across the pond.
I don't know, to be honest. I think success brings a lot of fans. I think also because there's so many Irish, there's that Irish-Boston connection as well,
right.
So there's
going to
be a connection there too. But I would say, I would guess that a lot of the, I don't know, I don't want to tie everybody with the same brush, but I'd say a lot of the fans of the Patriots have come on board since 2001, that kind of thing.
Well, that's definitely true. Yeah.
Now, do you see Patriots fans in Ireland? I mean, are there groups?
I don't think I've ever met anyone.
No,
okay. No.
So what do you think? Go ahead, Paul.
I was just going to say, what do you do when you watch the games? I mean, how do you keep track of the games?
Yeah, we don't get on terrestrial, so we have it on satellite. So we get it broadcast from England, the same Sky Sports that they watch and we'd watch over here. So I just watch it with a few mates that come over. I mean, they wouldn't be, you know, they've embraced the Patriots just because of me and stuff. And the Super Bowl nights, we go out to a restaurant in town called Captain America's where we all kind of have a big Super Bowl party and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Now, are you a member of any particular Patriots fan club over there? You're not part of the UK Patriots or anything like that?
PFW in progress.
Yeah.
We're one big family.
It's the only club that you need.
Well, I'm just wondering, do you have a take on how many fans you think will be going to the game in England that are Patriots fans? You know, is there a buzz going on about
it? There definitely is. Yeah. I think only today the NFL UK sent out the emails to people who had registered to say, you know, fill in your forms of interest, and then you'll be hopefully chosen to pick up tickets, you know, for the game.
Oh, great. Well, I'll say it right here. I mean, if any UK people, Patriots fans, are having trouble getting the tickets after that lottery or whatever it is, you know, let us know, and, you know, hopefully – we'll have you know, a few tickets to be able to get to people.
Brings.
So we want, you know, obviously as many Patriots fans in the stands as we can get.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
We got to do that one up big. We got to have a lot of PFW in progress presence.
We have to do some when we get over there. We'll have at least one show live, I think, and maybe a luncheon.
Dan gets all excited.
Well, I don't even know.
If,
you know,
Dan's capable?
No, it's up to the teams.
If I'm not going to be fired before then?
Oh, we call them layoffs.
That's another good point.
It's up to the teams to decide when they want to go.
Right.
1 year, I think 2 years ago, they went on Thursday. Last year, they went on Monday.
Oh, I thought you had to go on Monday. You sure on that?
No, you don't.
I thought there you had to do like
I was talking
ambassador type.
No. Yeah. I was talking to Briggs and
maybe PFW should do the ambassador thing. We'll fly over
is he
commercial
sure on
early.
That?
Yeah. Yeah, 1 year was different. 1 year they
because I thought
on
for sure the last 2 years they were there from Monday
I thought
through
so
Friday,
too. They had the big robot or something set
yeah,
up.
They started the celebration, but the teams didn't actually arrive until Thursday. I think last year they came on Monday.
Yeah, you just made me think of a tangent there. You talk about the big robot. Remember the Jason Taylor thing?
Yeah.
When
yeah,
he went?
That's right.
How do you think Jason Taylor's feeling right now? You know, I'm not going to play for Miami. I'm going to play for the Redskins.
Well, I still don't know how that all played out necessarily.
But he didn't want to play for Miami. He didn't want to do what it took to play for Parcells.
I think he got in a pissing contest from day one with Parcells,
he
and
did.
That soured everything.
He did. But he didn't want to go through it because he didn't think Miami was going to win.
What do they call those, type A personalities or something? Clash.
It's a good thing, by the way, for the Patriots' perspective that he decided to do that because that may have been worth another win for Miami.
Yeah. Maybe.
Porter and Taylor?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So what do you think, Cormac? I mean, is this kind of what you envisioned?
Yeah, I actually thought it was going to be worse.
Really?
I don't know why. I just thought that you were going to be crammed into an even smaller space or something like that.
It's not really that bad.
Yeah, it's good.
No, this is a regular radio studio.
Yeah. It's cool.
This is where EEI does the stuff. It's good enough for them. They have 50,000 watts. We just have an internet.
I like the way they've already got the black and white print out of your head.
Yeah.
Passing on the screen.
Baldy.
I was very conscious of that this week in Oakland. Because it was kind of a similar setup where we were sitting down and Andy took off before me and then I kind of got caught. And I did all but crawl on my hands and knees to make sure that I wouldn't be in the shot this week. So if someone has a video of me this week in front of that's Photoshopped.
They really had to try hard.
It's Photoshopped. It didn't happen.
So what's your take on the season so far? What do you think?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited. You know, I think our chances are good against the Cardinals. I'm hoping just, you know, mainly because the Cardinals have already clinched the division, they're going to... I just don't know what their mind frame is, you know, because I would have hoped in one sense that they'd clinch the division last week because then it'd be more on a downer. I don't know what their approach is this week. I don't think they're running... I know I've had Tim Hightower in my bench on my fantasy team for weeks and I threw him out there a couple of times and he failed miserably, so I don't rate their running game.
Yeah,
so.
They don't really run the ball. All he has is touchdowns.
Dead last.
To the end zone, but he averages like 2.9 a carry or something.
Yeah.
If they're going to beat you, they're going to throw it, and throw it a lot.
They throw pretty much every play. I mean, Warner's leading the league in attempts and completions and all that stuff. They're dead last in running, so it'd be interesting to see how Bill goes about that. You know, does he take some guys off the field maybe and just say,
yes.
This is one of those sub-package games, we're just going to go with it the whole time?
Right.
Ty Warren, you know, who's banged up, maybe he's even inactive in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Favre, should he have gone to the Pro Bowl?
No.
Of course not.
I couldn't believe I saw seven Jets were going.
Of course not.
It's a good unbiased debate on Brett Favre for Pro Bowl.
Did the voting take place at the NFL headquarters?
So what do you got? You got Jenkins, Faneca, Thomas Jones, Revis.
Washington.
Leon Washington.
Mangold.
And Mangold. I don't have a problem with any of the other six. Favre, I think, is ridiculous.
All right. So what do you got there? You brought a whole bunch of stuff?
Yeah, these are for myself and Paul, though, so they're not all for me.
Okay.
Dozens.
So I've got, we've got two presents for each of you, including Dan. And then,
Dan gets two? The guy who doesn't even know how to turn the mics off?
And these are kind of generally
I know how to turn your mic off.
So,
oh, Bailey's.
What way do you want to go? Do you want to open the sherry ones? I've got them for Eric as well, so I don't know if he can come
Let's
in.
Let's open Eric's.
Why don't you call Eric and tell him to come down here? Hi-ho.
Get his fairy little buns down here.
Oh, yeah. He's not done with practice yet. You're right. Oh.
All right, let's open the group ones. Okay. I like group.
So you've got Bailey's, an assortment of Bailey's, Irish cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know Bailey's. You got Bailey's here, but.
Sure. It's a taste of Ireland.
A taste of Ireland.
The original.
That's right.
Now, Andy, if you have that, does that make you a drunk, too, like Cormac?
No, but.
Ooh, chocolates. I'll take this one.
Hey.
Wow.
Why don't you open that up right now?
All these things are product of Ireland?
Those are.
Or are they just a product of the duty-free shop at the airport?
We kind of need to open these with Eric because there's a little in-joke in there for Eric.
Okay, we'll wait for Eric.
But they're not Irish.
Eric will be here as soon as practice. They kick him out of practice. What?
What do they call cigarettes in Ireland?
Oh, stop.
No, I was really wondering. Are we getting a package? You know what?
What is wrong with you?
All right. Well,
he said Eric had to be here. Automatically, I think gay.
While Paul is opening his present there.
And then passing
it's
it to
Andy.
It's
not my present.
It's ours,
present.
And it's chocolate, and our it's getting present. Passed around.
Do you want me to give these ones out, too?
Sure.
Sure.
Let me read LT from Australia. He says, my question is in regards to the unrestricted free agents that the Pats may have let go next year. As discussed on an earlier PFW in progress, all you guys agreed that if there was a choice between keeping Seymour and Wilfork, you would choose to re-sign Wilfork for the reasons already discussed. Does that mean that if the Patriots don't re-sign Seymour next year, they risk losing him to unrestricted free agency? With that in mind, would it be appropriate to investigate a trade for him this offseason? Also, are there any other Patriots that you would consider placing on the trade block and maybe getting good to great value for? An example is maybe a Mike Vrabel and anyone else you can think of. I am still optimistic that the Pats season is still alive and hoping we can get help. We need to make the playoffs, all the whilst placing my faith in Bill in the offense to running the table. It has been the roller coaster season you guys predicted at the start of this year. Let's hope that the roller coaster doesn't end at least for another month. So what do you think about that?
Trading Seymour?
Trading Seymour because you don't think you can keep both he and Wilfork.
I guess you could think about it. I'd rather just have him play.
Hey, young lady.
So
that kind of would fall under
I don't think you make that decision.
No.
I don't want to trade Seymour. I think that you can have that defensive line be another year of, you know, that solid strength of your defense up front as you continue to develop. Like Andy said earlier in the show, with Wheatley and Will Hite, Mayo, Guyton, Mike Richardson maybe, who knows, Brandon Merriweather, you know, maybe you got to resign James Sanders.
You guys on the outside.
I think you have another year that you can have. I think your defense could be much better next year.
To me, trading Seymour would be my whole rant that I had earlier in the year. It would be thinking too much about the future at the cost of the present. I don't know why you would rush into anything like that. Now, I know the theory, you could lose him the following year, you can't resign him, but you know, I don't like keep pushing it off. At some point, just try to be a good defense, try to win a title. And these chocolates are phenomenal, by the way.
Very good.
Who made those?
They're called Butler's chocolates.
Butler's.
Are these puzzles? Am I supposed to use my brain?
You've all got one reasonably sensible present.
Now, this is interesting. One of the presents from Cormac is 211 things a bright boy can do. I opened up to the just randomly, levitate your balls. And another is drive a nail into a plank with your bare hand.
Can you try that so I can laugh?
Which one?
I don't want to see your balls. I want to see you drive a nail into a plank.
Another one is how to avoid a snake bite.
Stay away from snakes.
I have to exercise my brain.
No chance.
So I don't know why.
This is
anybody would think I would use my brain.
This is the Essential Life Skills Handbook for Bright Boys of Every Age, featuring all the things they didn't teach you at school or Boy Scouts. Oh, and Andy has a Guinness top hat that he's wearing. It was the kind that they wear when...
Oh, I love that. That's
really
excellent.
Good. And it actually fits. I can't believe it.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, looks on him, it looks like a baseball cap, but, you know...
It's angled up.
It looks like a pilgrim.
Wow.
I'm not sure it really fits.
Hey, Dan, why don't you come in and get yours?
You know what he looks like? A big exclamation point. He's got the top hat and the period.
Is this a fat joke?
This is one for because I know you got your new your new camera, and also that one because Fred mentioned it the other day on the radio.
Well, this is I just opened this.
The inflatable cow.
This is an emergency mini vibrator. If in doubt, seek urgent sexual attention. Wow, and it's a big.
So what we didn't know is Cormac's a funny boy. We didn't know it.
Well, he drinks a lot. They're usually funny guys.
Now, is this an Irish dildo?
Yeah.
Okay.
What makes it an Irish dildo?
Green.
Fred,
what? Vodka seeps out of it?
Just because you're holding one in your hand doesn't mean you can use the words freely. We are still on the air.
Well, it's really not. It's a vibrator.
Oh, nice. Irish jokes.
Oh.
That's a show
that's
gift
a keeper
that I can use every day.
A book of Irish jokes. This Justin, according to Mike Reese. Quarterback Matt Castle has returned to the team after attending his father's funeral in California yesterday. Castle was flown from Oakland to his hometown of Northridge, California after Sunday's win over the Raiders on Robert Kraft's private jet.
Yes, he was in the locker room.
You didn't mention that. Why do I have to read Mike Reese?
I would have mentioned it had I known. I didn't see him in the locker room.
You didn't ask me
if
he was in the locker
room. Well, I didn't know what to ask you. I ask you what's going on. You're supposed to tell me.
This is one of those that you should cut your losses and not be Paul and say, I probably should have mentioned that, Fred.
That's right. Now, what do you have there?
It's called a a horny fundies, and it's a bird that you put on your junk, and it has a noisemaker on it.
Oh, okay, so it's a underwear with a cock on the front.
I was trying to figure out how to get that word in there, but Fred beat me.
Well, it's a rooster, right?
And where do I put the rooster?
In front of your junk.
Yes.
Well, either that or below when he's lying on his stomach drilling for oil.
That's right. That's right.
I got to tell you, my wife's going to get a kick out of this.
Really?
Oh.
I'm going to tell her to
a freaky dicky.
I can just see Andy coming to bed tonight. Hey, Deirdre, what's
it's
going on?
Deirdre. There's no R. She's going to hear that in her.
That's wow. So now
squeeze my.
I thought
can
Paul
I say
might
the word?
Like. See, Paul, I know he's got his new HD camera, so he might want to make some short movies. So he's got a.
So I have an inflatable cow. Moo sound activates if you get too friendly.
It's funny, I thought you were the inflatable cow.
But she will moo with delight.
So now you can make your own chick filler.
You can fill a chick.
Use her on the edge of a cliff. She'll push back hotter. That's funny stuff.
Yeah, that's what they
blow
say about sheep.
Blow it up.
When men really do sheep, that's what they say. They put them on cliffs. I swear to God.
What?
You've never heard that?
Thank you, Frank.
No. They say that about men that...
They? Who's take... they? Your neighbors?
Evidently.
I don't know who they really
someone
is.
Someone on your land?
Well, this is great stuff, Cormac. Thank you very much.
And we'll keep the other ones until Eric arrives.
Yeah, where is he?
Well, you know what we should do?
Pretend there's none
no,
for him?
No.
That'd be fun.
Hide what we got and tell him that, you know, Cormac got us some nice things. He got Paul some cologne. He got me a nice book. You know, don't tell him about the joke stuff. And so you got Andy a watch.
Oh, and he'll be mad because
we'll say
of the
things
joke
like
thing.
That. And then he opens his up. It'll be joke stuff. And it'll be
a
like,
pack of sticks.
I'm always amazed how quickly Fred can go into the mischievous mode. This is what we're going to do.
No, I think we should do that.
You guys shut up for
what do you
Christ's
think?
Sake.
I think these chocolates are phenomenal.
Are they? Okay, let's get to Paul from London writes in. Now, do you know Paul?
No, I just met him through the BFW in progress.
Okay, he says, hi, guys.
Fred, we bring people together.
Hi, guys. Eric and Cormac, if he's here.
He is here.
Say hello, Cormac.
Hello, Paul.
Hope you're enjoying your gifts from us, although Cormac paid more as he has more experience with alcohol since he is Irish. Two questions. One, we are facing a complete Pro Bowl offense this Sunday. If the weather isn't as cold as it's supposed to be, what the hell do we do?
Outscore
them. Yeah.
If the weather is good, you just got to outscore
right, because we've got a pretty good offense, too.
Yep.
You know, and their defense isn't that great.
Just so, okay. Their yeah. defense just okay. I yeah. think you can outscore them, and that's how I think they're going to win.
The second question, 7 Jets in the Pro Bowl and Brett freaking Favre as the second quarterback ahead of Cutler. The players, coaches, and fans must be drunk, high, or blind. I would have him at 7th, 8th in the AFC as quarterback this year behind two other AFC East quarterbacks, Rivers, Manning, Cutler, Schaub, despite his injuries, and, of course, Jamarcus Russell for the fun of it. Finally, if people are unable to watch the games live on TV, always check out pfwinprogress.com in the hour before kickoff. James, myself, Cormac, and others are always searching for the best streams for the game. I had a Chinese or Japanese stream that I also had for part of the Pittsburgh game. The hosts wore a Palomalo shirt for the Pitt Steelers game, and this Sunday had a Russell shirt on. Boy, did he look like a douchebag in that shirt. The commentary was
no
funny with Kevin
Bark,
Matt Carsell, and Ben Watson.
Wait, what? There's people doing broadcasts on the web? Maybe Cormac can help me out with this. How does this work?
Well, I'm not sure if it's completely 100% legal. So.
Well, it is. Don't worry about
sure
that.
Sure it's not.
No, so you know the P2P streamers that you...
But
you know,
so they're also videos... taping themselves?
I don't know. I didn't watch too much of the Japanese one because it was driving me insane listening to the Japanese commentators. So
okay.
But yeah, you do. Sometimes see people like turning the cameras on themselves during ad breaks and things like that.
Well,
they
do that in the real network broadcasts. So once in a while, they'll show the
right.
Oh, this is a real broadcast. This isn't somebody in their living room videotaping their TV.
It usually actually is someone filming their own television
right.
and then streaming
that's it. That's what
like.
It is.
But yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is you're surprised that they're filming themselves. The networks film the guys
right.
that are doing the announcing
no,
too.
No, but I didn't know. I thought these were just fans in their house.
They are.
Filming the TV set.
They are, but during a commercial break, they take a little time, you know, get a little FaceTime.
All right.
Might as well get yourself out there.
So they're doing it like they're really broad, like they're the commentators.
Right. It's a bootlegged NFL broadcast.
All the way.
just
now, how do you get these? You just
you have follow a link. Most of the time, you just follow a link, yeah.
Should we not be promoting this, Fred?
Well, we're not really promoting it. We're just
saying
that
it's out. Plus, I'm not sure. You know, isn't it supposed to be contingent upon making money? You can't profit off of it?
No, you can't reproduce it in any other way.
Without the expressed written consent.
Yeah, I thought there was some sort of benefit that needed to be had, but no? You can't do it whether you're getting anything out of
not
it or
really,
not.
No.
Well, that's really dumb, then. Why would you risk getting in trouble when you're not even
really
getting anything out of it?
What they're doing is they're rebroadcasting it, so you can't do that.
But that, yeah, no, it's broadcast, rebroadcast.
Right.
Without the express
figure,
written consent.
Who's going to go after them?
Right.
Cormac. No, Cormac loves it.
On the phone is Mike and Sharon. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Want to say hi from the person from across the pond.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Fred, did you ever talk to Flanders?
I haven't spoken to him in a while. Why?
Because he wanted to
remember
know
you were
going to
ask him a
sweatpants.
Question about the sweatpants.
Can we get him on the phone? Let's try to
after
get
after Mike.
After Mike, we'll try to get you him on the phone, Mike. So keep listening.
I just wanted to, you know, get on you for that.
He hasn't thought
anyways,
of it once.
My question is more so, what's the breakdown in terms of the voting on how much, you know, the public votes and how much, like, players and coaches votes count towards the final selection? Do any of you guys know?
It's a third each.
It's a third each.
Yeah.
So why on earth is Brett Favre in there?
Obviously, the coaches and players must have voted him on. I don't know. It's crazy.
To me, it seems like someone in the NFL office put that in there because they made a ton of money probably on his jerseys and stuff, and here's another opportunity for money.
Brett Favre.
You know what,
Mike,
though?
that's probably the best reason I've heard so far.
Okay. Because his numbers aren't great.
No, his numbers aren't great.
He doesn't belong there, no way.
It's all about selling jerseys.
But and maybe coaches just voted for him.
I mean, it's just too bad that players like, for instance, Mayo, who's had great numbers, but who has less seniority than, you know,
Mayo.
The players who do belong in the Pro Bowl, but, you know, it's still, you know, too bad that.
I can't believe coaches would vote for Favre. Here's the guy who gave up his old team to a division rival on a team.
Supposedly.
On a team with a rat coach. I don't believe that the rest of the coaches would vote for Favre. I just don't believe it.
The rest of what coaches?
It's a fraternity.
What does the division have to do with anything? There's two other
because you got two rats teams. On one team.
Oh, thank you. Giving me some chocolate.
Let's see, man. Genie, Favre, and who's the other one?
Two? No, that's just two of them. That's all. I'll put Tannenbaum in there, too.
I was thinking the other coach who came from here as well.
I don't want to say bad things about Brian Daboll. He's a good guy, I think.
Yeah.
How do you know one is and one isn't?
I mean, Genie, you know, he did some things.
What?
You know.
No, I don't. That's why I said what.
So, I don't believe other coaches would recognize them.
Think the players basically 100% voted for Favre?
No, I think what Mike said is absolutely true.
You're accusing the
once
league
the
of
votes
fixing
get into
Pro
the
Bowls.
League office, who knows what they do with it? And they say, hey, you know, it helps us and the league the more Favre jerseys we sell. So
it wouldn't help the league to put Matt Castle in and build a new star.
Oh, come on! You're not going to. Everybody who had who loves Brett Favre now has to buy a new shirt because he's on a new team.
But he's already been on the new team for 15 weeks.
What did the Pro Bowl have to do with that?
If you take a look at the numbers on Favre jersey sales, it's ridiculous.
Right,
so.
But that's not going to change. No one's going to run out and buy Pro Bowl jerseys. No one buys those.
It's not
going to
increase now.
Why not?
I think you're better off building the star that is Matt Castle if you want to promote the league.
No. Because
Brett Favre's done.
Mike just told you that the numbers are through the roof.
They've been buying the jerseys all year.
The Jets Brett Favre shirts.
Well, he said, is that true? Jets Brett Favre are through the roof, or just overall over the years is Brett Favre?
Jets Brett Favre.
Jets Brett Favre. The numbers were in Mike's Sporting News.
Well, this helps it. Now he's even more popular.
It doesn't help it. Everybody bought it.
It's a conspiracy.
Idiocy.
I think there's still money.
Besides the fact that he probably won't even go.
Well, that's true, and that's another.
It is during hunting season, right?
They still make the jerseys. Tom Brady had a jersey made. Randy Moss had a jersey made. They didn't go to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, but nobody buys those Pro Bowl jerseys.
No.
If you're a Brett Favre fan, you do.
No, one buys
Tom Brady fans don't. Never see those. Never.
First of all,
they're ugly.
They're ugly
stupid.
As sin.
No one buys those.
It's just a shame that someone like Rivers or Castle or even Pennington that deserves to go isn't there.
Right.
I'm completely with Rivers. Rivers should be in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, All right. What else,
okay,
Mike?
Guys.
Okay, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
Mike from Sharon.
I just think it's so funny. We can all agree Favre shouldn't be there, but like to get to that point, we have to argue about things,
right,
and conspiracies,
well, not,
and whys.
You know,
and
the only conspiracies that I like in the NFL that I think are, you know, somewhat legit is the officiating. And it's not necessarily a conspiracy that they want one team to win. It's that I just think it's incompetence. It's not a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy. It's a cover up.
It's always a cover up.
Yeah.
Yes, we heard all of that, too, Gender.
Flanders' phone is ringing.
Yeah, but he's never there, so what's the difference?
Do we have the wrong number?
He's probably down in his... No, he always answers, hi, this is Ken Flanders. You've reached the desk of Ken Flanders.
Does he have a dummy number?
Email him. Email him and say we need... We have some... Tell him we have some Christmas...
He's probably down in his timeshare.
Gift shopping questions we need to ask him. Email,
you know, what does the pro shop guy need to be there?
Don't
at Christmas
just ignore
time?
Fred like you always do. Email him.
Email him. What are you looking at me for?
He's just giggling.
I tell you, he's hanging by a thread. He doesn't even know it.
Jesus. Do I have to do this myself?
Gary is one phone call away. One phone call.
Well, I didn't have to get specific, but as long as you brought it there.
Gary helped me out by reminding me you owe me a lunch.
Ken,
I tossed Gary a ball.
Are you talking to him, by the way?
Ken F at Patriots.com.
To remind me, you owe me a lunch.
His email address.
Ken F at Patriots.com.
What did he say?
He just gave out Ken F at Patriots.com.
Call 543-7482.
He's not going to call you.
He's got to call.
He's getting lunch for his boss. He
important.
Does that every day at this time.
Very
he has
important.
To go get
why,
his
why
boss
would
lunch.
The, why would the pro shop Goody, director Flanders need to be around Goody. During Christmas time? You know,
right.
It's not, Flanders not
is although I do have to back off.
Person here.
The new pro shop is stocked. It's beautiful. They have
Speaking
more
of that,
selection.
You
want
to take a walk down later on this afternoon? Help me out?
Maybe.
Anything you need help?
Anything to buy?
Well, I actually
sometimes other when you have someone else, they pick something out.
How
that you
far
missed.
Is EMS?
It's right up at Patriot Place.
That's kind of vague, like near the hotel, right here by CBS.
About halfway.
Halfway.
Yeah,
I go up all those steps.
I'm not going there with you.
They have elevators.
I have one more trek up those stairs to make Sunday.
But yeah, the pro shop, Fred. You always make fun of me for being negative. The pro shop is beautiful and is now truly exclusive. I used to go in the old one and say, I feel like I could get this at Bob's. Now they have a billion different
things. Yeah, they
things.
Do have
just
a lot of stuff.
I went in there planning on spending like $20 for one nephew. It was like $145 later when I came out because they had stuff that I just bought for different people. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great play by that Toronto player.
That's one of the best goals I've ever
seen.
Radio.
Except he
Nobody
was in the crease.
He had the puck. You're allowed to be in the
Brian,
crease. The puck.
Brian writes in, we Fred talked about
that.
Our airline problems the other day. My cousin's wife was flying out of Albuquerque with their three young girls this past weekend to visit her family in France. A roaming attendant at the counter told her she could use the computerized self-check-in machine. She said, no, I'm traveling overseas. I need to get to the counter. He insisted she was wrong and encouraged her to use the machine. So she gathered everything and everyone up and made her way to self-check-in. Of course, she couldn't check in using that system, and she had to make her way back to the now much longer line. That DB should be given a toothbrush and a bottle of ammonia to clean the airport's urinals.
I agree.
We are finally getting snow out here in Colorado. You'll be happy to know that in these tough times, Aspen is holding their ticket prices at $92 a day. That's for the ski lifts.
Well, it's Aspen.
I guess that's cheaper than a round of golf with a cart. Tropic Thunder really is, Fred, so enamored with the movie because Jack Black is on the Kirsch diet. Put a shirt on, please. Renting that movie was a bigger waste of $5 than an airport bagel.
I agree.
I thought it was all right, but I didn't pay anything for it.
Have a good holiday season. If the Pats happen to see Indy in the playoffs, be sure to keep your shoes on if you're in the booth with Polian. I might throw my shoe at Polian because I bet you he couldn't duck it like Bush did. That was good reflexes.
That was. And you know? He even smirked and then made a joke about it later.
Yep.
Fine job.
How you doing, Cormac? You still with us?
Yeah. I'm still
Why are you so quiet over there?
You know we're going to get snow, right? Friday night, they're expecting significant accumulation.
Is that right?
Ooh. Yes. Do you get snow in Ireland where you live?
No, not really, no. A little bit in the mountains or something. But not,
now, do you know
really.
About these canals I want to see in Ireland? Have I asked you this via
Yeah,
email?
I remember there was something. That's right. That's
I don't
right.
know where these damn canals are. No one from Ireland's ever seen them.
Whereabouts in Ireland do you live? Dublin?
Yeah, just south of Dublin, yeah.
Just so
yeah,
is that
6 or 7 miles.
You know how we call them suburbs here?
Yeah.
Do they call them that there too?
Mm-hmm.
And are they like suburbs or what are they like?
Yeah, they're like suburbs.
I've never been to Ireland. I've never been to Ireland.
No.
Is it congested?
It's green.
Congested. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, some of them are. Yeah, I mean, there's Dublin sprawl everywhere.
Is there a lot of green sod?
There is some good green sod, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, you've got everything. You've got mountains like half an hour one way and the sea one half an hour the other way and everything. So,
okay. What's the most you ever drank in a 1 hour period?
You can't remember.
I remember I tried to do a pub crawl by drinking one pint of Guinness in every 5 minutes. So you'd have 5 minutes to order a pint of Guinness, drink it, and then go to the next pub.
Oh,
I think we only got to like four pubs.
Well, let me tell you, I did that. I went down Newbury
Street. Get a case of motor oil.
You drank a beer at one, and then the next one a shot. Beer shot all the way down the street. Oh, my God. We were out of our minds.
But I think his is hard. Like, that
well,
is like
the Guinness itself is so
heavy.
It's so heavy to me.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, what do they say? It's like a meal.
Like a meal.
Yeah. Guinness is good.
I don't like it.
I can have
I don't
to
like,
prove it.
But
right. You have a nice
it
hat.
Doesn't really fit, by the way.
I think
it was
so
tight, it was starting to squeeze my head, and the blood
was
starting to
I think
to
you
cut
should
off.
Show up in your bedroom tonight with just that hat and the chicken thing on your pelvis.
pelvis.
Maybe I'll do that, see how it turns out.
That would be good. And then we'll call Deirdre tomorrow and see what happened.
And
can
I brought,
you introduce me to this person?
I brought down a little Irish girl. So
it looks like his sister. Oh, no.
Oh, no. The chestnut is big.
What does it say on it?
Oh, it just says Irish girl.
Irish babe.
Irish babe.
Have you ever had an Irish babe before?
No. Have you ever had a babe before? Yes.
Have you ever got your winky wet?
This is an early Christmas carol from Chris from formerly the Bronx, now Connecticut. Hello, Fred and his elves. I had the following on my mind and wanted to share it. It goes to the tune of the final verse of the 12 Days of Christmas and sums up many fans' thoughts on what has happened with the Pats in 08. I consider typing out the entire song, but I can't imagine that would be entertaining after the first 4 minutes. Although with Eric singing, it could go on the PFW holiday album. Can't buy lunch today, but if tomorrow's still up for grabs, let me know.
Tomorrow's Qdoba.
Did you hear
Qdoba
that?
Thursday.
Oh, Qdoba.
But we'll book you in on a Tuesday soon.
Right.
Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday,
why does
Chris?
He just stare at you and giggle
that's
when you
stupid.
Tell him something?
Can
you spread the word among listeners that two genders are moron?
And useless.
12 shocks of 08 instead of the 12 days of Christmas, I guess.
Okay, go with it.
At the start... Should I sing it?
Yes.
At the start of the season, I never thought I'd see. And then I have to do it. 14 players hurting. Pats, Fins, Jets are tying. Green, Ella scoring. Rosie returning. Vince, Retta playing. Lewis, Sanders starting. Will Height over Delta. Tyson DeVry. 4 sale games. 3 UFAs. 2 must-have wins. In Matt Castle starting at QB. All right, good.
That's well done by you and by Chris.
Yeah, very good, Chris.
All right, good. He praises himself.
I think he was
you're
just
like my son who's won when he does something good. Yay, Jackson!
He was thrilled that he got through it all.
I am.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it was very good.
The Tyson
not me.
DeVries,
I'm talking
you
about,
stumbled on
well, him. I forgot that's at the fifth one you do that. You know,
that was not bad.
It's been a while since I've done that song. That was a good song.
It was.
12 Days of Christmas.
Sure.
That's a good song.
It has legs. It'll last.
Yeah. Where's Eric?
I don't know.
Practice.
What's started? 12:55?
I don't know.
Something
so
like
he should
that.
Be here in about Tyson DeVry. There you go. Let's see. Chris writes in, Matt Castle was robbed. He has done more than Favre and Cutler.
I have news.
Yeah.
Since you yelled at me about you actually sent it to me, but Ellis Hobbs, AFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
That's right.
For his 95-yard touchdown return against the Raiders.
That's right.
How about the other two? We don't know about that
We don't
that
know
yet.
That yet. They were nominated.
Castle and Morris, air and ground players.
Right. We don't find out about that until Friday at 4, remember?
Right.
That's how we got in trouble when I gave it to Matt Castle in the paper the week he didn't get it.
Due to
an editing error.
So I never actually did that either.
So Chris says that both Cutler and Favre are interception throwing machines. Castle, who... no one expected anything, has fewer interceptions than all three Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Even ESPN workers all knew Castle should have been there. Just goes to show how big a joke the Pro Bowl is.
Well, why is it a joke? Like, that? What do you want? Who should vote? How should they come up with it?
I just want to know how much thought the players and coaches actually put into
the players say they put a lot in it. I asked a couple today. I was interested today, and I actually asked people that I think it would be hard for. Lonnie Paxton, Matthew Slit, rookies, guys who don't. And they said they ask other players for every position. They ask Dan Copen, who's good on the defensive line? Who did you face that was tough? Who do you see in film? And they both said that they think players take it very seriously and treat it as a true honor.
Well, they should.
But how, I mean, say you don't like this system, which I think is pretty fair, a third, and a third. Well, what's the alternative? Have the media do it? Maybe. We don't want Fred Kirsch voting for him.
That's true.
And that's true. The differences in interceptions here are very negligible.
Well, to be fair, those guys don't have to play with Ben Watson.
I mean, Favre is the only one that's really way up there. I mean, Cutler's got 15 interceptions, but, you know, many more, you know, 50 more attempts. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, his interception is 2.9 every 2.9, and Castle's is 2.3. So that's really not much of a difference there. I mean, Cutler's team stinks. Can we all say that? Cutler's Denver Broncos stink, and they're probably going to win the West. Now, it's a terrible division, but that's a terrible, terrible team.
Dan in Fairfax, tons of guys have made the Pro Bowl from both conferences. Drew Brees and Randy Moss come to mind right away, but there are plenty of others.
Idiots. Randy Moss should have jumped off the table.
No, I said I can't imagine that's
no,
true.
But we didn't say Randy Moss immediately.
Joe Montana, this is from Christy in D.C. She's taking on the stripper's role today.
Did he not make it as a Kansas City
fan? No, he's my favorite player of all time, she says, so she knows. Well, tied with Brady. But anyways, he made the Pro Bowl with Kansas City in 03.
Okay.
So he's another example.
What? Wait a minute. No.
Not 03.
Not 03.
93.
She meant 93. Yeah. And happy holidays to all. Favre sucks.
Thanks, Christy.
That. That's going to be my thing.
Happy holidays to all.
Merry
Favre
Christmas,
sucks.
Favre sucks.
I'm fine with that. I don't really like Brett Favre, and I don't like the way he handled the whole offseason, so I'm mad at him.
No. Alex in Edmonton.
So he's got that working against him.
Yeah, that really wear him down.
Alex in Edmonton, I haven't been able to listen for the last couple of weeks because of final exams, but I had my last one yesterday afternoon and headed straight for the closet bar on campus. And yes, I did drink to get drunk. Although, unlike Paul, I was hammered by the time my first pitcher of Canadian was gone. After two more, I was on the floor.
Like me.
But on to football.
Canadian, though, what's that?
It's a little more alcohol,
isn't that whiskey?
It might be.
Oh, I thought he
Canadian
meant
Canadian Goose?
Yeah. Isn't
or
that
it could be
like
a Molson.
I think he meant Canadian beer, and that has a higher alcohol content.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you don't order, like, hard alcohol in a pitcher, do you?
I don't know.
Well, you might over in Ireland, says the guy chuckling to my left.
I'm waiting for that one.
I actually have in the past.
You can order a pitcher of...
You can get shots, and they pour them in a pitcher, and then you pour them individually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But those are really dive bars.
On to football. How disappointed are you with the Bills? They had a chance to help us out, but they blew it. It seems like that could be the turning point if we miss the playoffs with a tie with Miami.
Well, it'll certainly be on the list if you end up outside looking in and start checking off things that
to me, the turning point was that Indy game. Should have had that game.
So you've given up on the playoffs?
No. If we lose out,
if the Jets,
I'm going to point to Indy.
But if the Jets win out, then you're going to look back and you're going to say that Buffalo game was huge because then you'd be there.
I know, but if you beat Indy, you're not worried about that.
Well, I understand that. And I'm sure that the Jets are saying if we had beaten Oakland, we wouldn't be worried about that.
Strippers is wondering if any of us went to the Salvation Army party.
No.
Why not?
Brian Lowe went.
So Brady showed up.
Yeah.
Made a brief appearance.
Did not discuss anything of any.
I didn't hear anyone call him Gaunt, which is people have been calling him when they've seen him. He certainly has looked that way in some of the pictures. I don't know what he looked like last night, but we'll get pictures in PFW.
The Patriots media were the only ones that were commenting on the situation. Is that right? Like, I didn't see anything in any of the...
Tomasi was there.
Yeah, Patriots media, though, right?
Oh, you mean people who cover the Patriots.
Right.
Right. Well, that Carol Fee, or no, the one from the Globe mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
What's her name? Begley?
Beggy, I think.
Something like that. She was in her column.
And did she write anything about
nothing about being gaunt.
Then he must not have looked that gaunt then.
Yeah.
Because those celebrity pages, they would write that stuff. The Patriots media, they're not going to write that.
Strippers also says two Ravens on the Pro Bowl special team since 01, Adalys Thomas and Jermaine Lewis, 03 and 01.
Not as often as I thought.
Cornered the market on it.
Pretty much evenly split with the Patriots.
You know what the problem is? You thought Adalys Thomas's other ones were as a special team, too.
Shut up, fat cow.
You can laugh all you want.
And Paul from London has some clarification. It's the first time I've listened live in ages, so I can actually reply. We were talking about the streams that you guys watch. He says, it was like a Japanese version of ESPN, the one that I watched this week, although other weeks have had video cameras on their tables facing the TV.
Oh, so this was a real one.
Yeah, I guess so. Since we are talking about jokes, can we put a bucket of water over the door to fall on Eric's head when he walks in? Can we put super glue on the door handle so that he gets stuck to the door? Anything to annoy the douchebag. Wow.
Wow. That's rough.
All right. Let's take
and you sent him gifts?
Let's take a break right now. We'll be right back.
Like the Patriots? Like winning stuff? Join the VXP program from Verizon. The same company that always delivers the Patriots to you through RazorShop Fios, blazing fast internet, and in-depth mobile content is now delivering you to the Patriots. I'm talking about field passes, stadium tours, luxury boxes. Want to watch a game from the press box? How about the sideline? Don't like the sound of your own voice? Have a Patriots player leave your outgoing voicemail. That's the level of access I'm talking about here, folks, and it's all a part of the program. So how do you become a VXP? It's simple. Just text VXP Play to 51500 or go to v-xp.com for an entry form. For a chance to win, just answer some Pat's trivia. That's it. There's a new prize every day through December 28th. Text VXP Play to 51500 or register at v-xp.com. The VXP program from Verizon. Victory comes to those who play. No purchase necessary. Void in Florida. Promotion ends 12-28-08. Play daily from noon to 8 p.m. Eastern. Must be 18. Official rules at v-xp.com.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
So, Sarah, how's your holiday shopping coming along? I don't know about you, but I haven't even started.
Holiday shopping? I took care of that last week. Went to Patriot Place in Foxborough.
I've heard of Patriot Place. There's a ton of stores, restaurants, a movie theater. But you got all of your shopping done at one place?
Yep. Took care of the kids list at Hollister and Life is Good. Greg's going to be psyched with the gear I got at Bass Pro, Circuit City, and the Patriots Pro Shop. Bought my mom some really great stuff at Christmas Tree Shop. And I had to treat myself at Victoria's Secret. Oh, and I stopped in for a facial and a massage at Green Tangerine Salon.
So shopping and relaxing? Now you're talking. It looks like my holiday shopping might just be a Patriot Place.
I told you, the holiday shopping for them and a little something for me.
Visit patriot-place.com for Santa's schedule, holiday hours, events, and more. Parking is free with convenient valet and shuttle service available daily. Donate a new or gently used coat to make a child's holiday warmer at any store. Proceeds benefit Cradles to Crayons. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
Is it disrespectful to call you a nice little player?
A nice little player? I mean, I think that's kind of gay.
How about a short little player?
How about a tall, skinny bench warmer?
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here.
It's good to see Wes kept his leg up on Castle. Now he can say, I'm a pro bowler and you're a tall, skinny quarterback.
Tall, skinny starting quarterback.
Right.
We made $40 million.
We really need to get the both of them back in here.
Who'd have thunk that we had two pro bowlers? I mean, I'm calling Castle a pro bowler. He should be there.
And he might be by the time it's done. Manning will skip out. Favre will skip out.
Plus, he should be there.
Although Manning won't because they're going to do the brother thing. He probably will go.
Speaking of that, Paul also gives us the top five jersey sales in August through November. Number one is Favre, ridiculous. Two is Manning. Three is Justin Tuck. Four is Jacobs from the Giants, Brandon Jacobs. And five is Peyton Manning.
Why do you shake your head at Brandon Jacobs?
Five New York players.
He's a beast. He averages 5 yards a carry for the Super Bowl champs, and he's a young player.
And oh, by the way, when he missed the game last week, they looked like they had never played offense before.
But he's a developing star. I mean, why are you shaking your head at it?
That's just too many.
Don't shake your bleeping head at it.
Too many New York people in there.
No, he's just upset because it kind of blew up his little conspiracy theory.
Well, no, it isn't.
You said that they would put him in so they could sell shirts. Well, they can't sell any more than they already have.
That list is made up by the people in New York.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not true. I'm telling you, they need to move all the league offices, not
to
just
Foxborough?
The NFL, no, to Kansas or somewhere in the middle of the country.
Like
so
the
that
NCAA
not so,
clearinghouse?
They're not so New York biased. You know, it's just too much of a New York bias in all these league offices. Anthony in Naples is on the phone. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on there, guys?
What's up? Hey, Anthony.
Really, I don't have anything to say football related. I really just called to talk to Fred for a second.
Uh-oh.
No issues. I figured since he had an iPhone, he would be the expert on this.
Okay.
The reason is I access the website, and I even go through Patriots, you know, /mobile, and I can't, like, listen to it live. Why is that? It says Safari can't download it.
Well, Reel doesn't work on the iPhone, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you have to have the Reel player, so you have to have that plug-in, and it doesn't...
Is that an app?
It's not compatible with the iPhone, but I'll tell you what, they have this new thing, it's called Flycast. Have you seen that, Anthony?
Flycast. No, is it an app?
It's an app. Download the app, and I noticed that if you download that app, you can listen to EEI live. It's a little bit of
really,
a...
Really? That's another problem I had, too, because, yeah, I wanted to listen to that.
Yeah.
You have to download Microsoft, I guess, Silvercast or something like that.
Yeah, screw that. Download this thing, Flycast. It's an app, and then you can get, like, a whole bunch of stations all across the country, including some TV networks. It's a little bit of a delay. It's not 100% live, but I'm going to look into that because if I can get our shows on that, you know, you can listen to us as
you
well.
You know what Skype is?
So... But check
I knew you would have the answer, Fred.
Yeah,
you're a little tech savvy like myself. I just got it. I didn't feel like I knew I could get the answer directly from you versus doing a ridiculous amount of research.
Right. The workaround right now, obviously, is you just download it to your iPhone and listen to it in your car after the fact.
Yeah, that's true. No, absolutely. But I was looking more or less live.
Yeah. No, it's I think more and more IP or internet type shows will down the road you'll be able to listen to them live off these devices, but the problem is compatibility right now. So
yeah, true that.
Yeah,
I'm actually pretty surprised. I thought the 3G network down here was going to be a little skeptical.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you, the coverage is fantastic down here in Naples and also Marco. Surprised?
Yeah, surprised. It's getting much better, especially after that update that they had, the software update. Yep.
All right, Anthony.
Thank you, guys. Later.
All right, Anthony in Naples with a little...
I'd just like to point out, he claims, I came to you so I get the answer. You told him to go listen to EEI on something else. That was the answer you gave him. Download Flycast and listen to EEI.
Look, don't worry about it, all right?
That was your solution. Listen to EEI.
No, I said download Flycast. We'll
so
get
you
on
can
there.
Listen to EEI.
No, if they're on it, I think we can figure out how to get us on it.
Okay.
The only problem with EEI, they're constantly streaming. It's always on. We're not always on.
That's true.
You know? Oh, somebody's at the door.
Off and off.
We're really on. Hi, this is Eddie Mack. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Directory Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. What the hell are you guys up to now?
Courtesy of our visitor from across the pond, it's Irish Alarm Clock. That's Irish Alarm Clock.
You just going to use Alarm Clock every
day? Yeah, he's apparently in the Alarm Clock section of Urban Dictionary. It's a little different than yesterday. You squat over somebody, punch them in the... So their head pops up.
And why is that Irish?
Because you're drunk while doing it.
Oh, okay. Strippers on the iPhone question. He says, try... Anthony, try VL, V as in victory, LC app. VLC app. It's the VLC remote for VLC media player. I guess that might work like Reel. Might help you out there.
Stripper send you that? He's an
So.
We just turned into dork talk.
Tech talk. Alex from New Jersey writes in, I'm listening to you guys, and something that caught my attention was the conspiracy. Do you think NFL games are set up? I had a discussion with my brother the other day, and I told him that I thought it was. Blown calls by the ref in the Bills passing the ball. Any coach knowing that all they have to do is hold on to the ball, they go and pass. Something like that.
I do not believe NFL games are fixed.
I'm not into that.
What was the referee call in that game?
Well, over the blown referee calls all the time.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, well, I just think, as you know, the officials.
You just think it's incompetence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's exacerbated
by the league's insistence that 99% of the time the call is right. It has to be a situation where, like this year, when Ed Hockley comes right out and says, I blew the call, so now Mike Pereira can't say, no, he didn't blow the call. I'll guarantee you they would not have admitted they blew that call in that San Diego-Denver game if Hockley didn't wasn't such a stand-up guy and admitted it. They were actually mad at him for being so forthcoming and answering all those emails that he got. Remember that week that he talked about that? The league was actually upset at him for doing that.
Who's on the line?
Eric.
Eric's calling? We're calling him on his cell phone? What are we doing? Just say it.
Trying to call Eric.
Hi, this is Eric Scalavino.
Scalavino.
All right.
Such a...
We're trying to get Eric over here. It is a little late, huh?
He'll be in any minute.
Hi, this is Eric Scalavino.
Scalavino. I thought it was Scalavino.
We'll have to ask him.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes, Cormac.
No
I
didn't think you spoke artistic training.
You're like Eric on this show.
No, I've always just wondered why the pass interference isn't reviewable for challenges.
It's not a black and white
it's
call.
It's a judgment call.
It's really subjective. That's why.
Judgment calls for on penalties are not reviewable.
But back to this whole referee thing. Has anyone come out definitively about the Pittsburgh play yet with, was it Holmes, Santonio? Who caught the ball?
Santonio Holmes. Definitively about what?
About whether or not, what the rule is.
I think that we looked up the rule and saw what the rule is.
We looked it up.
And the fact that they talked about it in the post game and didn't say anything, they included the ball having to break the plane of the goal line in the explanation.
Right.
So there is
no rule that if you have 2 feet down in the end zone with possession, regardless of where the ball is, it's a touchdown. Mm-hmm. The ball has to break the plane no matter what.
According to that rule we read, yes.
And if they had called live that the ball had broken the plane, I believe that it should have been a touchdown.
Oh, it was close.
It was ridiculously
close. Yeah.
So I think whatever was called on the field, it should have stood. I don't think you know, and I agree with Florio, who continues to pound on this. There's no way you can say that was irrefutable.
Right. Mike Holmgren says irrefutable means 50 guys in a bar have to agree on it.
So. 50 Irish guys in a bar.
Well, I don't think he made that distinction.
Well, that was just for Cormac.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
Well, 50 Irish guys in a bar agree on anything, Cormac?
Another round.
Yeah, another round.
Another round. Okay.
Yeah, but they can't agree who's buying it, though.
That's good. Now, are you also a soccer fan?
Yeah.
What's your team?
Liverpool. Well, it's funny. A lot of Irish people support the teams that play in England in the Premiership, so I'd support Liverpool. So actually, I'd have an English football team I support. I wouldn't really have an Irish football team.
So Liverpool's are they in the first stage
or whatever they call that? They're top at the moment.
The top tier? And they're number one right now? Really? Yeah. How's Man U?
He only roots for the best. That's why he went to the Niners for a while.
It's like my friend Greg Bonalato. He only roots for the best teams.
They've kind of fallen off Man U a little bit.
They're about third or fourth, I think. So
who is the Tom Brady of the Premier League?
Cristiano Ronaldo, probably.
Oh, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He's from Brazil, right?
Aren't there a few Ronaldos?
There are,
There's a Ronaldo, right?
And a Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho, right. So, Cristiano Ronaldo from, where's he from?
Portugal.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Plays for Man United.
And he top scorer? Is he really?
I don't know if he's top scorer, top playmaker.
Top playmaker. Yeah. So, he's like a Valderrama. Remember Valderrama?
Mm-hmm.
He was a playmaker.
Vilmer?
Yeah. Huh?
Never mind.
Who's your favorite soccer player of all time?
Taylor Twellman.
Have you ever heard of Taylor Twellman?
No.
That's the star of the Revs.
That's great.
And that says all we need to say.
I went to the stadium here actually during the World Cup when there was a game here. Argentina. Or no, who was it? Italy
back in 94?
Yeah.
I was at that game. That was a great game. Italy won in overtime,
right? Yeah.
Baggio.
I was at that game.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of that, like we just laughed because Taylor Twellman, you never heard of him. Yeah. He's the Rev star. But you said not a lot of Patriots fans around. But Tom Brady, does he resonate worldwide? Would people know in Ireland through gossip, through whatever, through anything,
not
Tom
really,
Brady?
To be honest, no. They wouldn't. Interesting. They'd all know Giselle.
Really? No.
Would they know him as the guy who's standing next to Giselle sometimes?
That's interesting. Would
they know because there's not a big American, or as we call it, American football. There's not a big following for
but even Brady, because here, I mean, even before he got here, Beckham was big. I mean, everyone knew who Beckham, well, except Paul.
But I knew who Beckham
yeah,
was.
Yeah, everyone knew who Beckham was, even yeah. though we're not huge soccer fans.
Yeah.
So it's not like that for Tom Brady in Ireland.
I'd say the one person everybody knew was the fridge. Because they used to show games on terrestrial TV, and there was loads of Bears fans in Ireland at the time, I remember.
Okay, the fridge.
How about the fridge is bigger than Brady?
Is any baseball like A-Rod? You know, does anybody know baseball players or anything like that?
They might know A-Rod, but again, it's the Madonna connection rather than
that's really weird.
So. How about like Michael Phelps, the swimmer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything on the internationals, like Tiger right. Woods, I would imagine.
Got to tell you, we were hooked on the Olympics, you know?
Got to tell you, though, I've been hooked on the Olympics. That would be a blow to Brady's ego. No one in Ireland knows who he is.
But everybody knows who Giselle is.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's a blow to your ego.
So Phelps is big. Anybody like Olympic stars? Yeah.
Like Tiger Woods.
I mean, Tiger Woods, because there's a lot of
international setting,
right.
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone would know Michael Jordan and
right.
Shaq and all that kind
right.
of thing.
Right. Tennis players, are they big?
So obviously yeah. NBA yeah. is What's more popular
What's
the
kid? Andy Roddick?
The NFL.
Is he yeah. big?
What's the kid? Andy Roddick? Like he doesn't know his name. He breaks it to my Aunt Camilla out of nowhere.
I had to think
what's,
about
what's
it.
What's that? Nicholas. Paul. Richard.
right.
What's that?
Name all the kids before you get right. to the right one.
Because everybody watches the Wimbledon in Ireland. Like, right. It's really popular, so.
The English kid, what's his name?
He does it again.
It begins with an H.
Andy Murray.
No, not well, Andy Murray, but there's the other one, too.
Tim Henman?
Henman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He gets like the quarterfinals in Wimbledon every year,
right,
and then they get
right.
all disappointed.
Right.
So. He's gone now, though, pretty much. I think he's quit, actually.
He's pretty old now.
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah.
I used to follow tennis a lot. I don't.
People won't Fred, like this show.
Fred fancies himself a tennis player. He's pretty good, actually.
Now, my wife spent a semester in London. So I think she made it over to Ireland.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cool. Visited over there.
You guys don't think you'll get over next year?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. We don't know what the deal is. What, you know, because we'll go when the team goes, I assume. And if they go on Thursday, it's going to be tight.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We're going to I'm going to fall back on Andy's thing. If we're not going, then I really need to punch up that resume. Because if we're not going to games...
If we stop covering games, we're out.
What do you mean stop covering games?
You said you didn't keep know saying you don't know what's going on, who's going, what the deal is.
I don't know when the team is going.
Hey.
So that means I don't know when we
Speaking
are
of
going.
Barack Obama.
No, ergo, stop telling facto. Lies. You are an habitual
Eric,
liar.
Eric is here. He's just shaking hands with me.
I have no formal artistic training.
My name is Eric Scalavino.
Scalavino.
Eric Scalavino.
Now, Eric, why is that on your voicemail you pronounce your name Scalavino?
Because that's how you pronounce it.
You've never pronounced it like that before?
No, call me crazy, but I like to pronounce things
You've
correctly.
You've always said Scalavino before.
I know other people have.
I've heard you say that, Eric Scalavino.
Because sometimes it's too much to explain to people, so I just let it go.
Scal and scal is too hard to explain?
Scala. Yeah, because then I get into a whole discussion about pronunciation and foreign languages, and I could go on for 2 hours that way. So.
All right, Eric's here, and he just came back from practice, so tell us what's going on.
I knew
on.
We were going to get something like that.
What's going on, Eric?
Glad I could amuse you.
Where'd you get that orange juice?
The convenience store.
Oh.
So you had time to go to
you
the
You didn't have time to go to the show, but you went to a convenience
wow.
store. On my way to work, yes, I went to a convenience store.
Is that why you were late
store,
this morning to
big
work?
Head.
Is that why you were
oh,
late?
You brought it in this morning.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay. Why don't you cut him some slack, all right? He's on his way in on his own time.
Have you been working out?
Well, it was like 9:45. I never stopped working out, Fred. I've been since I was 14. Yes, I've been working
out. No, you're
out.
Looking
You've been
bigger.
Working out since you were 14, and that's what you look like?
Yeah, some of us are naturally thin, unlike some people who are big-boned and big-headed. And
wow.
Big-boned.
Now, naturally thin, you mean Ethiopian-like thin?
No, but you're getting a little bit more chunky up top.
Really?
Yeah.
No, been... not really. He's sucking up for some reason.
No,
here.
I'm not.
I'm not doing anything.
You're working a Saturday or something.
What?
Fred's got something up his sleeve.
What's
here.
Our practice situation?
He does have six shirts on.
That could be it. What do you have, three shirts on there?
I have two shirts and a sweater, technically.
That's three.
It's not three shirts. It's two shirts and
three
a sweater.
Three layers.
Three layers.
Are you
fine.
Cold?
See, well, why are we getting... What's going on here today?
See, you heathen. This is a sweater. It's not a shirt.
Okay.
That's correct.
We have three layers of clothing.
Three layers
difference.
Of clothing.
Why?
Yes. I don't know if you noticed, Fred, but it's kind of cold out, and it's usually cold in our
not
office.
Not in here. I couldn't do that. Having three layers.
It's our office is usually cold.
I can't have that many layers on. I feel, ugh, so warm and
You take the opposite approach. Yeah. Oh, you actually buttoned up today. What, because we have a guest?
That's a weird shirt. If I unbutton this, then you can see my belly button.
Yeah, if he,
you also have,
if he lets that button go, then you're in trouble there.
Fred also has an inordinate amount of chest hair to keep him warm, so he doesn't need the extra
virility.
Layer.
It's called virility.
But his back's cold because he shaves that with the man groomer.
It's a fun hobby. All right. So
by the way, Cormac has had that look on his face the whole time.
I don't blame him.
What the hell? I came all the way from
effing Ireland for this.
We lost a listener today.
Tyson Dupree.
What the hell was that from?
That was the 12 days of Patriots Christmas.
Really?
I sang. Yeah.
And he's the fifth.
Yeah, Tyson Dupree was number five.
Right. Wow.
You see what you missed by going to the convenience store?
I went before work, Fred. How am I missing that?
Before work, what is that? 12 o'clock noon? Hey, I don't know what that.
Yes,
before Fred.
Work. Exactly.
All right, what's
you must be so proud. You've morphed into Andy.
What's going on in practice?
All right, they were outside on the game field today, not on the practice fields, but actually in the bowl.
Oh, in the bowl.
In the bowl. I think to prepare for the inclement weather that's coming this weekend. It's kind of drizzly out there now. The field is soggy, and it's probably going to be like that on Sunday. So I think they're getting ready. Wouldn't be surprised if they do that all week.
Okay.
Three people missing. James Sanders, who's been missing, Bruschi, who's been missing, and Matt Light, who went missing in the Raider game with that shoulder injury.
But everybody else is there.
Everybody else was there.
His three starters out of the lineup.
Well, we knew Bruschi was.
You knew two of them, and you kind of figured the third one would.
I was kind of hoping Sanders would be back.
I was kind of hoping Sanders and Light might be out there.
I didn't think Light would be because I figured that they kind of know.
A minor injury,
according
to Bill. Not surprised by it, but yeah.
Jimmy.
So four players had black shirts, if you care.
Sure.
David Thomas, Lee Keevan-Smith, Mark Dillard on the practice squad, and Titus Adams on the practice squad.
All right.
And Matthew Slater, who'd been in white for several weeks, was back in the blue, playing defense, taking part in the defensive back drills.
Uh-oh.
Today.
Oh. Does that mean Jimmy Sanders is out?
Well, read into it what
and
you
they
want.
Probably need extra guys.
That's what I'm thinking.
So you're probably going to go into the game with six on the field, probably on play one. So you're going to need seven or eight.
What you do is him and
Ventrone could get
early
the call
in the play. You have Ventrone try to incite Anquan Boldin into a fight, try to get him out of the game. Bubba can do that.
Bubba can do that. Yeah. Bubba's a tough kid.
Yeah.
Silence is just deafening.
Bubba Ventrone's a tough kid.
He is, you know.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be on this team today if he wasn't, Paul.
How's the media contingent? Still interest out there?
They
moved on to Mike Texera.
No, they're still out there. There was a huge crowd in front of the two Pro Bowlers' lockers today. It was about five or six deep.
Packed house.
Try to get in there.
Yeah. What do you think of Brett Favre making the Pro Bowl?
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
You know, I said in the beginning of the year, I didn't think he was going to have that good a season.
And he hasn't, but he's a Pro Bowler.
And he hasn't.
Fred thinks it's a conspiracy by the New York.
It is.
He wants all league offices moved to, where was it?
Kansas.
In the middle of the country.
Kansas.
To get away from the New York influence.
Kansas City, St. Louis?
Somewhere around that area, yeah.
How about Chicago?
Iowa.
How about Chicago?
Should probably be a state with no team.
No,
so
Chicago,
Iowa
no.
would be better.
Chicago can have the same problem. In the middle.
You want a neutral?
Neutral site.
How about North Dakota?
Peoria, North Dakota. That's too rural. Oh, okay. Too rural. Peoria,
Illinois.
Illinois?
Cormac, you need a drink.
I'll take Illinois, as long as it's Peoria.
Not Chicago, though.
Not Chicago.
That's too far north.
Right.
Okay.
So that's my theory.
Eric, you just got a little bit of a sampling of the idiocy
of what has
of
been
this
going
show.
On for the past hour and a half.
Eric's with Cormac.
Oh yeah, we got some presents for you. They've already
now,
opened.
Now, really? Just so you know, the stuff, very nice stuff.
Let's see, what does Paul have here?
I told you to hide. Paul, I told
He's
you.
He's all mad at me.
An inflatable cow.
He's all mad at me now.
Now, is this as big or bigger than Andy's head?
Well it's funny you should
I
mention
got a hat,
Andy's head.
Oh, Jesus.
It kind of fits.
I'll show you.
Oh, it's a Guinness hat. Very nice.
Kind of fits.
It's kind of fit.
Like, if I really... Oh,
yeah, you're gonna have like that layer and printed in your skull.
Give me a headache if I pull it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about this.
In no way, shape, or form does that fit you.
In size, it says one size fits all,
sure.
except Andy.
Right.
Have you come across
the
these
hell
before?
It does.
Oh, he's come across them.
I think I saw one of those in Moss's locker, or is that the other thing?
Just so you know, it's underwear.
For
a
man. That's underwear?
Well, it's for a man, so I thought you might have seen this before.
That's not for a man, my friend.
And you squeeze it. What do you call it, Fred?
What? It's a cock.
Where do you put
it
on?
That's what it
is. I don't think... I mean, it's more of a parrot.
Now, Cormac, you didn't get all these. You brought some of these gifts for other people?
I brought
them
for myself and Paul. Paul in London.
The two of you bought all of these things for us?
That's very nice.
And which one of you bought that thing for Andy?
We didn't actually already have one. There's one from Paul. There's one from me.
It's a cock.
They're both. They're half from each of us.
You want me to model it for you right now?
So they're all from both of you.
God, no.
God, no.
Whose idea was it to get that?
Just open your gifts.
Never mind.
Okay. All right.
Now, do you want this for you and, you know, your significant
other? No, I want to know if... I think Deirdre should know about this, though, because, you know, obviously it would be...
Well, she's going to know tonight.
It would be an improvement in
I'm
size.
I'm coming into the bedroom. No. I will not fit in this bird.
You'll be cocksure.
Okay, here we go.
That's actually... That's okay to say.
Right.
You can do this on the air, Fred?
Yeah,
you
go.
Do this all on the air?
Don't take forever.
Okay.
Scalabino.
No, I don't take forever when it comes
to... You're not one of those that saves the wrapping paper for later, are you?
Today, Junior!
All I saw was the color, first of all.
Me too. It's pink. It's perfect.
It's my fairy drawing book. Wipe the slate clean and draw something new, it says.
Wow, that's great.
I have no formal artistic training.
There's a little yellow pen on here.
Wow, that's great.
That's great.
I had nothing to do with this.
If you have a light in the back...
Can you draw what you see in the fairy meadow?
I thought you could do a sketch of the guys and have it done by the end of the show.
Yeah,
I doubt it. No way.
It takes him months to do something like that. Okay. But the color is perfect.
So
dead
got,
on.
Like, the little this thing here.
Okay, you're not actually going to draw on that one.
I'm humoring him, okay?
Yeah.
I'll see like that.
Very nice.
And then you erase it?
Yeah.
You pull
the
out.
Thing. Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, it's very
erases.
Nice.
And
that's
you're back
nice.
To, back to square perfect. One.
What do we call those? They have...
Etch-a-sketch?
Etch-a-sketch.
No, not Etch-a-sketch.
Magna-doodle?
It's we have those. It comes like with the film, and you write on it, and then you lift it up, and it goes away, and you put it back on.
I don't know.
It's the same type
Next
of
present.
Technology.
Okay. I think that's...
It's like a cellophane thing.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
It's something Egyptian. It's something Egyptian.
What is this?
The Amazing Egypt Poporama book.
Wow.
Three spectacular pop-up scenes.
Oh, that's great.
And you've probably been to them all, so you'll know if
seeing
they're...
I had a pop-up scene when I was in Egypt.
Seeing as how you never showed me any photos.
I thought that topic was... Do you really want to break... Fred,
no,
shut up,
Andy. Shut up,
he brought the topic up.
No, it was just a joke. We can move on
Yes,
now.
But you, no, I mean, you opened the floodgates there.
We were getting along so well in Seattle and on the West Coast, Andy. You really...
Nah, you opened up the floodgates.
Did you guys talk about that at all, by the way? The fact that we had to room together on that trip?
No.
No?
What trip?
The trip we just came
back
from.
Well, Fred said you're my new office wife, but... Because you and I got along at breakfast.
I thought the two of you had a certain glow about you walking down the hallway.
Well, you
breakfast.
Were the exact opposite.
You were
trudging down the hallway cranky.
Pissy pants over there.
You were upset.
Can I say that word?
You weren't yourself.
Oh, yeah. The guy says C-O-C-K every 2 seconds on this show.
So let's see what this thing does.
You were miserable on that trip.
Was I?
Yeah.
Yep.
You weren't yourself.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, pyramids.
It's a pop-up book.
It's a pyramid scheme. Yeah. See?
Ponzi?
That's nice.
Ponzi scheme, if you will.
Look at that.
Now, Eric, give it a quick scan. You've been there recently. Is it accurate?
Looks to be, except for all of the slaves who were building the thing. I didn't see any of that. But.
Is your imaginary girlfriend in the picture?
Oh. Nice two-gender.
My actual fist is going to be in your face.
That's face.
Well done, Cormac. Wow, and these are our fans.
Well
about that.
Done,
we got
Cormac.
One more? All right, sweet.
This one says all, but maybe not Eric.
Oh, that's not say, right.
That's,
oh,
that's
not
what
right.
that one is? Is it for men?
Jelly Willies?
Jelly Willies.
I'm not getting the joke, Cormac.
Look at it.
He's not getting the joke.
What's that?
What is it?
Fruity flavored jelly willies.
They're penises.
They're to be shared, right?
Oh, for Christ's
I'll
sake.
Stick with the jelly boobies that I got.
Wow.
I'm
nice.
Gonna eat some. Paul, you want a boobie?
When I grow up,
I want to have boobies. Very thoughtful of you, Cormac. Very, very thoughtful.
Fruity-flavored jelly boobs.
Are the chocolates from you, too?
Yes, they're tremendous.
Are they?
Except the really
willies.
Good ones
Don't
are
Don't leave those lying around or we'll get in trouble with HR.
What, jelly boobies?
Or willies.
Or willies.
Either one.
Hey, look, you gonna put
but,
those
but if we put them both together, would we
yeah,
say,
now
well,
we're balanced.
You know, we're balanced.
Okay. Oh, those are actually pretty large.
I only go for the big ones.
Oh, Fred.
I have the boobies, by the way.
Paul wants us to take a picture of us with all our gifts, and
now,
he wants to see Andy in the Guinness hat, but not the pants.
Oh, pants. Calling these pants is a little bit misleading. It's got a strap and an orange. Oh, it is orange. I didn't even notice that.
Let me ask, do they believe in sugar in Ireland? Because these aren't very sweet.
Complains immediately.
You know? I've had actual boobies that are sweeter than this.
This chocolate's pretty good.
Chocolate is very good.
Paul, do you want me to blow that cow?
You're going to blow the cow
up? Pardon?
What you do on your own time is up to you, Cormac.
For the picture.
Yeah, but we should. We should blow up the cow.
Okay. And you can fondle its teats. It's
I've had actual boobies that are sweeter than this. By the way, it's called Pat, right?
Yeah.
Pat the cow.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
By the way, it's called Pat.
Look how red the guy's face is, too, as he's about to approach the...
Come here, you!
It's because he's banging a cow.
Not because he's drunk?
No. Well, he might be drunk.
It's interesting. These are really very bland. I've never had such bland candy before.
Oh, Jesus.
It's true. It's true what they
say. I'm sure that'll be on the website for this
try
company.
The Willys. Maybe those are sweeter for
yeah,
that.
Try the Willy.
What else did you get there, Paul?
I feel uncomfortable
see
putting
they have
that
a little
in my
jelly
mouth.
Filling.
Eric doesn't. The Dublin Puzzle Company. Exercise
catch
your
that one there, Dan?
Exercise your brain. His brain isn't the only thing that needs yeah. exercise, Cormac.
Look at him.
All right. We're going to take a quick break while Cormac blows
a cow.
Like the Patriots? Like winning stuff? Join the VXP program from Verizon. The same company that always delivers the Patriots to you through RazorShop Fios, blazing fast internet, and in-depth mobile content is now delivering you to the Patriots. I'm talking about field passes, stadium tours, luxury boxes. Want to watch a game from the press box? How about the sideline? Don't like the sound of your own voice? Have a Patriots player leave your outgoing voicemail. That's the level of access I'm talking about here, folks, and it's all a part of the program. So how do you become a VXP? It's simple. Just text VXP Play to 51500 or go to v-xp.com for an entry form. For a chance to win, just answer some Pat's trivia. That's it. There's a new prize every day through December 28th. Text VXP Play to 51500 or register at v-xp.com. The VXP program from Verizon. Victory comes to those who play. No purchase necessary. Void in Florida. Promotion ends 12/28/08. Play daily from noon to 8 p.m. Eastern. Must be 18. Official rules at v-xp.com.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie, both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
So, Sarah, how's your holiday shopping coming along? I don't know about you, but I haven't even started.
Holiday shopping? I took care of that last week. Went to Patriot Place in Foxborough.
I've heard of Patriot Place. There's a ton of stores, restaurants, a movie theater. But you got all of your shopping done at one place?
Yep. Took care of the kids list at Hollister and Life is Good. Greg's going to be psyched with the gear I got at Bass Pro, Circuit City, and the Patriots Pro Shop. Bought my mom some really great stuff at Christmas tree shops. And I had to treat myself at Victoria's Secret. Oh, and I stopped in for a facial and a massage at Green Tangerine Salon.
So shopping and relaxing? Now you're talking. It looks like my holiday shopping might just be at Patriot Place.
I told you, the holiday shopping for them and a little something for me.
Visit patriot-place.com for Santa's schedule, holiday hours, events, and more. Parking is free with convenient valet and shuttle service available daily. Donate a new or gently used coat to make a child's holiday warmer at any store. Proceeds benefit Cradles to Crayons. At Patriot Place, everyone wins. And now, a blog reading from Dan Twogender. Twogender.
May 19th, 2008. I've just returned from a most adventurous trip to Egypt, my first anywhere in Africa or the Middle East. Many of the photos I snapped will now enter the pipeline of new paintings I'll be starting soon. The pharaonic pyramids, towering temples, proud palm trees, haunting hieroglyphs, and of course, the life-giving Nile River are all subjects in my latest collection. As an aside, many of you have asked me if I sell prints of my photos, and yes, I do! The demand is becoming great enough that I'm seriously considering redesigning the site to accommodate a section for photography.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
Wow. Oh, there's two of them.
Fred is discussing the holes in the cow. Guess it's a girl.
It's a
holy
two
cow.
Holes.
This is the worst he ever hit. His missed his spot coming back from break because he's actually playing with the cow.
Are we on?
Am I infringing on your territory over there?
All right. So no, Cormac has blown up this cow, and you know how they have the blow up girl dolls.
No, yeah. No, Fred. Actually, I don't.
This actually has holes in the back of the cow. So
is it mooing,
Eric?
No, I know.
What?
I heard it making noises while you were
fondling
it.
Look at the holes,
it, Fred. I can see them. Yes.
Too small for me.
He throws it to Eric.
Now, it's too small
actually,
for
this
me.
Is Paul's.
Does it have a mouth?
Oh, does it have a mouth too? Does the mouth open up?
No. Mm,
the mouth doesn't open up because, as you know, Andy, the mouth has no gender.
That's true. Tom Curran told me that once.
That's right, and he
NBC
got a national
Sports.
Gig out of it.
So there you go. Now, what is
There's
the box?
There's like a Velcro thing over the hole.
What does the box say on that?
I don't know.
Jeez. Read the box.
The box says, use her on the edge of a cliff. She'll push back harder.
Yeah, yeah. I read that one on the air.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Paul says that actually is true.
No,
that's how
no,
you do
actually,
it.
Andy said that.
Oh, Andy
not
said,
Paul.
That's how you do it. You get them to a cliff and they push back.
Well, I heard it was sheep, not cows, but.
Uh-huh.
You heard?
I really did. I've heard that story.
By the way, Andy has to buy gifts for the people who work on his land.
I know from experience.
She'll never have it.
What's the going rate for, what do you call them, serfs?
Serfs, indentured servants.
James in Roanoke Rapids says, the only thing I can find that even qualifies Brett Favre for the Pro Bowl is he leads the AFC and is only second to Kurt Warner in NFL in completion percentage. I do feel that his big games he had against the Patriots and Cards combined with the win over the Titans probably gave him the boost to get in. So,
I don't think he's had a terrible year or anything, but I don't think he's had a Pro Bowl year.
I also don't think anyone has stood out. So, no, if anyone was trying to fall back, you know, well, we played him, he wasn't great. You know, you have a couple you cross off, then you go, Favre. You know what I mean? It's not like Brady last year, Manning a couple years ago, that had ridiculous numbers, automatic, boom, lock, put him in.
Yeah, I just feel like there's plenty of other guys who had good years, and he had 17 interceptions.
But he's Brett Favre.
Are you arguing for or against Castle in any way?
Not necessarily. Here? Just against Favre.
Well, Fred's arguing against Favre. I'm arguing both against Favre and for Castle. Mm-hmm. I think Castle and Rivers should be there, and I think Cutler and Favre shouldn't.
You know, Cutler.
I'm much less offended about Cutler, however.
Cutler and Brandon Marshall are probably the only reasons that Denver has won the games.
It's a
terrible
and they're
both team.
In. I will give, yeah. I'll give Cutler that. It's a bad team.
Yeah.
It is. I think given the circumstance, Castle probably deserves it more, having to do what he did,
well,
taking
the,
over in that situation.
The flip side of that is he inherited a 16-0 team.
Right.
You know, Chad Pennington inherited a 1-15 team, and that's really the only significant upgrade they made was Chad Pennington. I mean, they lost Jason Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's what you had last year is what you have this year, with the exception of Bill Parcells and Tony Sperano.
I was going to say the head coach is the real significant upgrade there.
So, I mean, that's pretty impressive what Chad Pennington did. I would get to 6 or 7 before I even entertain the thought of Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers, Castle, Roethlisberger, all these guys would be there over. Pennington would all be there over Favre.
He should get booed at the Pro Bowl. They should boo him.
Well, first of all, it's like 10,000 people who don't really care because they're in Hawaii and they're loving the week.
And they're all on vacation because they're all there for free.
My question now is, does this help or hurt the chances of Favre not coming back next year? Now, you know, does he say, okay, I made the Pro Bowl?
I don't think one way or another.
I think that'd be irrelevant.
Yeah. I don't think it has any factor.
I'm worried that it's going to help him want to come back.
Oh, good, let him come back.
I don't want him to come back. I'm sick of him.
No, well, Eric's been pretty consistent on that. He's sick of Brett Favre. But I think if he would have a playoff run, that would be the best thing for your purposes, because I think that might tell him to. If they were to go deep in the playoffs or win it all.
Yeah.
He might just say, hey.
If they won at all, but if they go deep like last year again and then fall short.
I don't know. I think he's coming back.
I do, too.
I think he's playing next year.
Now, is he on a 1 or 2 year deal?
Two.
Two-year deal. I think he'll play it out.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I think he'll be back.
But I also don't really know. I think he's kind of unstable in the Terrell Owens family. He could announce retirement again and then come back.
Do the Jets have somebody in the wings?
No.
Well, they have Kellen Clemens, but I'm not sure that they know that he's the guy of the future.
And I don't think they believe in him.
Right.
Or else they wouldn't have gone out and gotten the old man this year.
Well, obviously, I'm just thinking, you know, if after next year, is there someone waiting to come in, or would they still need to draft somebody? Or
probably, from what we've seen, anyway.
They have drafted a few in the last few years, and I would imagine they'd have a big open competition if Favre retired.
Yeah. You know,
you'd have Eric Ainge.
That other guy?
Clemens, the other guy who had a really Ratliff.
Yeah.
What if they make a run this offseason at Castle?
They could.
They could, yeah, absolutely. It wouldn't be, you know.
Especially if it was not, if you're not dealing with the franchise situation, it's just strictly free agency.
Oh, yeah.
They can't scout their own guys. They got to, you know, take the guys that we scouted.
Of course, now the Jets will get a feel for what the Packers went through because they probably won't know whether Favre is coming back or not, and they'll want to know, can we go after Castle? Can you tell us? Are you retiring or not?
Right.
Yeah. They'll get held over a barrel, too. You'll be rooting for him then, Castle. I mean, Favre.
If you're Castle, though, are you looking at West Coast, San Francisco, maybe? Or
I'm looking for a good place to start.
You don't care?
No.
You don't. You know, geography doesn't play into it. You'll go to Detroit?
If I think that's the best place to start, yeah.
Okay.
If I feel like they're hiring a coach, a GM, and I think it's a good team, yeah. I'd go to the best situation.
I think
situation.
His number one priority has to be himself and his chances to start. And then from there, you kind of weigh, well, this team has A, B, and C, and that team doesn't. Well, this team is on the West Coast. That team's got bad weather, and you weigh those things secondary. But I agree with Andy and Eric. I think he's got to go somewhere where he knows he's going to play and start it up. I think he should I think it'd be very intriguing to see what Josh McDaniels does and see if they're at all tied to each other. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be very interesting.
Or Scooter. Pioli. A lot of people think it's a trifecta. You get a GM, a head coach, and a quarterback.
And you get all these teams. There could be an insane amount of coaching openings.
There's a chance.
What's the chance?
I'm taking the same theory I used with that Super Bowl.
The package deal, Pioli,
I'd be stunned
McDaniels,
if that happens.
Oh, I would be too, but I mean, you just said the trifecta.
Right. But I'd be stunned if it happened. I think it's one of those fairy book that never comes together.
Well, if I'm Castle, I'm far less concerned about Pioli than I am McDaniels, because all due respect to Scott, I mean, he's a GM. He's not the guy that's going to be coaching.
Day-to-day stuff, yeah.
Before I forget, tomorrow, the Qdoba question of the day week will be asked at 1:17.
I think we've used that four times in 6 weeks.
1:17?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So
that works.
So for those listening or tonight on a podcast, call in at 1:17.
Fred, I obviously didn't get a chance to hear the show last week. Did we have another first caller?
Yep, we had a help of a little bit, but we got it.
We had some prodding that needed to happen, but we made it.
So the streak continues.
Streak continues.
Okay. You know those pool guys. It was Anthony, right?
And the reason why you want to call in at 1:17 is if you get the question correct, you win a 20-person buffet of tacos and burritos, courtesy of Qdoba. You pick that up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba restaurant.
So Cormac, you got your mic on?
I don't know.
Yep. You fall asleep over there?
No.
You're going to hit CBS Scene? Is that the plan for lunch?
That's the plan.
Fred
will
be very happy, very proud of you.
Now, how come your guy Paul didn't come with you?
I don't know. I guess I'm over here with my family, so.
Oh, you're not all by yourself.
So he wasn't invited. There.
Oh, I thought he was here by himself.
He came to see grandma for Christmas.
Live in Foxborough.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
and they're from Foxborough. They're not.
Despite Fred's efforts of getting them deported.
You're trying to kick the people out?
No, they got kicked out of Ireland. That's why they're here.
Potato famine got them.
Fun. Is this your first time coming to visit them?
No.
No. Come over each year pretty much.
No, you're all upset, Fred.
That's all mad. No.
We didn't ask you, Cormac. What do you do?
No.
I have a film production company.
Oh, nice. So Eric would be interested.
We should get you involved with John in L.A.
He has no formal artistic training, but he's been willing to learn.
What do you think about this?
We use a lot of the props in the room right now for our films.
Now, you make movies?
you make porn? Is that what you do? No, seriously. That's all right if you do. You
strippers is a – we got to porn another porn.
Are you really – you're a porn producer? Really? No, you're getting all red. It's okay.
No, I'm not a porn producer.
No one's really listening.
Yeah, just pretend like no one's
just
listening.
Just a regular, boring TV film producer.
TV film. Okay.
TV stroke film.
Stroke film?
That's what we got back to.
Yeah.
Porn.
Said no.
Boring.
Oh, I didn't notice Two-Gender had a little dolly on
his. Is there anything that you have that would be accessible by us on the internet or
IMDb? Yeah, our films
IMDb.
Are on the internet. We had a film here in the Boston Film Festival a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I came over for that.
You and Paul?
No, no, just me. Oh. I don't know, Paul. I've only met him through...
I know. I'm only kidding. This is what I do. I try to get people in a quagmire.
When he says something and he has that Jerry Seinfeld grin, you know that he's really not serious.
Only Fred's funny.
Jerry Seinfeld's
but
very
you like
funny.
Seinfeld, Paul.
I love the show. I don't think he's very funny.
What?
As a matter of fact, the best part of the show is when they stopped doing those little clips of his comedy.
Yeah, that's
I thought
true.
The show got
I've seen him in
100%
concert.
100%
better. He's funny.
I've never seen him in concert. I'm not going by that. I'm just talking about the clips they played of stand-up of him. I thought he was very
unfunny. I actually saw him on ComEd at the Paradise before he even had a show. Very funny.
Very funny.
Very
TBS.
Funny.
Very funny.
What's up, Andy?
Not much, Fred.
He's out of gas, is amazing.
Once you guys start going off on Seinfeld, I just turn it off.
But just because you can't talk about things.
I had about six chocolates.
Yeah, I think he's going through a sugar crash right now.
I think I am. I had two of those. It was white chocolate with a white chocolate filling, and it was tremendous. But I think I was riding a little high for a few minutes, and now I think
this
I crashed.
One?
No, that one's good, too, though.
It's too late.
You're putting
now
that white ball in your mouth.
Quijo is from Texas A&M.
Now, isn't this the
he
guy
calls
from
Aggieland?
The captain of Moby Dick.
He says he's listening. We said no one's listening. He says he's listening.
Oh, good. So we got one. So what do you think about this movie idea? You can make it if you want. Feel free. Steal the idea. You know how there are organ donors?
Yep.
You get this guy who gets a list of all the organ donors in an area, cross-references it with people that are on the organ waiting list, and starts a business where he starts bumping off the organ donors so that the organ people on the waiting list get it, and he's making money. He's like a hitman, but there's kind of some good. It's one of those characters, there's a torn, are you rooting for the person that needs the organ? Is it the don't? You don't really know, is he good or bad, black or white?
Yeah, so originally he starts off as like a good guy, and he's like, he's knocking off people he knows are bad people, don't deserve it, and then he kind of, he's moral.
But then you're not sure,
texture.
They're not all,
yeah.
He donates the organs?
No, but he's one of those
good
slash bad guys.
Well, they're all like that. It's like Vic Mackey on The Shield. He was a good guy. He's a bad guy. But the organ donor, I was thinking of that. Because there's all these people that are on a database as wanting to donate their organs, and there's all these people that need them. You become a serial killer, that, boom, links them up.
Interesting concept. So the people who are already healthy, he wants to kill to try to save the people who are sick. Instead of just killing the people who are sick.
So maybe both people can
Now, some
die.
People could be bad. Some could be good. You'll have different stories and tales woven throughout. Mm. Could be a series.
And then the twist is when he finds out he has a terminal disease or something, and will he donate his own
That's
organ?
Why you're in TV.
And then there's another person who's actually who's picks.
But we gotta milk this for like 8 seasons before we have the twist. I need
you
royalties.
You got
100 episodes before you get in syndication.
Right. Speaking of milking things, John Rook's on the phone. John, how you doing?
Speaking of milking things?
Yeah.
That made no sense.
Well, you know, milk for time. You know, you milk it.
Oh,
I was thinking perverted or something, and I didn't get it.
Paul has a cow on his desk, you know, with a hole.
John,
in it.
You missed a good day. We have all kinds
Utter
of
nonsense.
Stuff from Ireland here.
Really?
Yeah.
I have.
What did I miss specifically?
Well, I have
Andy's
something
cock.
That looks. it's more like a parrot, but it is
Thanks
indeed.
A lot.
It's like a thong item, and the parrot goes on my, how did you put it, Fred? Junk?
In the front of his junk.
And Fred, you used the word junk.
And
Fred,
this is the noise.
And that's and that.
This is the noise it makes when your lovely lady squeezes, you know, the parrot.
Oh, that's really, I'm very sorry I'm missing out on that.
It's good stuff. So what do you got going, John?
Daryl Johnston, the one and only Moose.
Yeah,
that's right. He's going to join us in the program here in about 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
I have his jersey.
No way.
Yep.
You want me to tell him?
Nope.
Okay.
Maybe
you
didn't
tell
anybody that.
Somebody in Foxborough will actually be kind of like stalking him on something?
You can tell him that. Tell him that there's a reporter that works here for the team that has a Moose jersey.
Tell
that.
Him he'll be easy to spot. He has the biggest head you've ever seen.
He could go through the press box and go, there he is.
I haven't worn it in probably, I don't know, 15 years. But
And you'll be wearing it on Sunday?
Sure.
Okay.
Is he doing our game?
Know? Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he and Kenny Albert and the Goose. Moose and Goose in the house.
Is Goose sending some ribs over? He's got some
I don't
good
know.
Ribs.
I was hoping for a little of that twisted tea, you know?
He has twisted tea?
Yes, he does.
Oh, he's a twisted
All right, individual. John. Well, that'll be coming up in Patriots Playbook. As for us, it's time to go. But we will see you tomorrow at noon.